Hi, this is Naroki 5. I am going to be doing this until I die or I find something better to do. So please help me achieve this personal and, I think, noble objective by contributing to my Patreon or Subscribestar. Link is down below. Every little bit helps. Thank you very much. Hey, everybody. Oh, by the way, it's on Skype. It says, let everybody know they're being recorded. So, yeah, you're being recorded. Just thought you should know.
What? Welcome. I did not agree to this kind of shit. Oh, sorry.
Hey, everybody. Oh, by the way, it's on Skype. It says, let everybody know they're being recorded. So, yeah, you're being recorded. Just thought you should know.
What? Welcome. I did not agree to this kind of shit. Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's right. You're being recorded in case you didn't already know. We're on the internet and we're being broadcasted. Welcome, everybody, to the Red Pill Nation Hangout number 353. Now, I'm going to pick up the conversation where I was going to, where I'm going to, just a quick observation before we get into all of the little deets and stats and everything else for tonight. Rearson was mentioning Joe Rogan, who we may have as a topic for 355. I should point out, we are doing a Hollywood show on Thursday to cut, because there's like six Hollywood topics, and it was like, if I had thrown those in on this show tonight, we would have been here till like 1 o'clock in the morning, and I ain't doing that again. But Rearson was mentioning Joe Rogan, and I started thinking to myself, and then I got a headache, but I started thinking to myself that the issue that we're dealing with right now is the fact that when people talk about people doing edgy content now, it's not the rock stars that are doing the edgy content. It's the podcasters. It's Joe Rogan. It's Tinfoil Hat. It's Macro Aggressions. I can't remember. There's a number of them out there. Joe Rogan just happens to be the biggest name of the bunch. People actually go to their computers and turn them on to listen to Joe Rogan. I'm not saying that there aren't music fans out there, but the musicians, and I think we will, all three of us will agree, the musicians just aren't the edgy, although they try really fucking hard. You got to admit, they do try really hard to be the edgy. They're just not edgy anymore. They're either perverts or they're conformists. I mean, I remember in 1999, because in fact, The Matrix right now is playing in the dining hall where I work. And, Rage Against the Machine.
Thank you. I was going to mention them.
Rage Against the Machine was the men, like they were edgy, they were dangerous, they were like counterculture, right? They were, yeah, fuck the system, fight the system, whatever. And it's like now they're more like Rage for the Machine, corporate sellout for the machine. Howard Stern has turned in, was a, back in the 90s, he was a fucking guy with balls. He had fucking porn stars on his show, right, that went into fucking topless. And now he's this skinny sliver shell of a fucking man who spent the last 3 years in his fucking apartment over a disease that has a 99.5% survival rate and is so fucking conformist that he literally attacks podcasters. I mean, he's literally turned, he turned into Don Imus. You know, and if you listen to, there are some exceptions, Tom McDonald springs to mind almost immediately. But for the most part, like, musicians just ain't fucking edgy anymore. And I know that podcasting is becoming a thing because the local music store where I'm going to have to get a new extension for my microphone, because I broke the one I had when I was coming up here. They're telling me that, you know, they actually are having to consider just getting specialized equipment just for podcasters and not just musicians, which kind of tells you something. I mean, not to denigrate the nightclub scene and not to denigrate musicians who put a lot of time and effort into their music and to try to get somewhere with it. Yeah, V, okay, let him in. When we do introductions, he can introduce himself. Like, the rock stars are the podcasters, not the actual rock stars. We're the ones that are defining the culture. We're the ones that are fighting the system, not the rock stars. And with that, I am going to allow Rearson, who is not a rock star, but he wants to be, I'll let Rearson introduce himself.
Yeah, preferably without any Kim suit of references tonight, outside what I'm going to say right now, which is... Anyway...
Well, yeah, he's doing a show, though. He's going to call Gimpsuit Steve and the Pervies coming to an after-hours Calgary club near you.
Oh, God. Just the idea of going to a club makes me feel fucking old. Oh, my God. When was the last time I went to a club? It was the Led Zeppelin cover band, and that was... 2006, something white. I can't remember much about it, but the guy actually stayed at the hotel I was working at. And I was on the list, and I went by myself, and I had fun. It was a damn good show.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey, Jedi.
Hello, Brother V. Hello. How's everyone, man?
We're doing good, Jedi. We're doing the intros right now. When I'll let you go after V here.
Oh, no problem.
All right. So, yeah, outside of the gimp suit and all of that, I don't feel old, but I know that I'm getting up there. So I'll just leave all of that alone, and I'll just keep my mind sharp, as that's the only line of defense that I have against getting old. So.
And I'm sure that Jedi is really enthused about jumping in and immediately hearing about gimp suits. I'm sure that won't prejudice your opinion about the show in any form or fashion.
Well, okay.
Hold on.
V. Did you give him any warning about our style?
Okay, so this is we're an open platform here on the Red Film Nation, right? There's no standards to be held. Say what you want to say.
And, they're minimal.
Make the points that you want to make. So, yeah. With that, you know, you guys know me. I'm V from the Red Pill Hardcore Radio Show. And I've got a friend who's wise beyond his years. He was a loyal caller and friend to my show. And this guy, I mean, again, wise beyond his years, he should have his own show. So, which is why I have invited him to this show, so he can be heard. And by the way, you got to look at the chat there to look at the topic list. So, oh, just so you can follow
okay,
what we're doing.
Let me go back.
So, introduce yourself.
Yeah, okay, so Jedi, introduce yourself.
Okay, sure. So my name on here now is Jedi, but on the show that I was doing with V, it was a different one because that was my government name. But at the same time, I had the pleasure of meeting such an amazing speaker as Brother V, And he really understood because we knew what was going on. And I basically exposed people on his show because they needed to be exposed. And they're talking all these false things about things when the reality is I showed them. And V was the witness, and he knows because... And actually, when I think about it, I told V as well that we're not looking at this country, Yemen, because Saudi Arabia is nuking them. And for like how many years of sanctions and food, they're, all the people are dying. And but basically, they're still fighting back against them and have managed for how many, like 8 years, they've been warring them back on their own. Although it's speculated that Iran is maybe helping, but I don't want to guide this to a political thing, because when me and V talk on the radio, like, we just school everyone, and as well as the fact that V's knowledge of the music, it's incredible, because I was like very into all the tunes that he's playing on the show, and then I made suggestions, and then he would even play those tracks too. He's like, V's like a gangster on the radio, and like he's an undercover, like I won't say badass, but he's like, he knows exactly how to handle weirdos that try and, like, you know, say stupid things.
Oh, okay, which is why he's on this show, because he's
I big up V because he's like a well-respected general.
All right. Enough about me. Let's get the show going.
Okay, sorry.
Appreciate it, brother.
All right. So for those of you who don't know, I am at Patreon as Narookie 5. I'm a Subscribestar as the Red Pill Nation. It's a good thing I didn't actually do the full-on jump from Patreon over Subscribestar, because Subscribestar still hasn't verified my account. I may just have to close that account down and start all over again. For those of you who don't... I am at YouTube, but I only load up there. I don't promote it anymore, and somehow I managed to get 5 subs in the last 2 months. Don't ask me how the hell I did it. Rumble, Odyssey, BitChute, Bradyon, and MGTOW TV. I am at Facebook, Minds, Gab, MeWe, Getter, and TLB Talks. Those are the other places. I am not doing a lot of the runs like I used to. What I have been switching over to, because, and this is something, I don't think it's going to be much of a surprise to V, but it's something that I just realized here recently. Rumble, Odyssey, BitChute, and MGTOW TV, and Bradyon, they don't curate the content. So if you're posting up, especially if you're posting up on a regular basis, your show is going to grow. So I don't have to do a lot of the long-winded runs like I used to. So you won't, there's a good chance you won't be seeing me doing a lot of that in the coming, in the next few coming months, because I don't have to, and they are really time-consuming. You are going to see a lot me posting up a lot of other people's content on MGTOW TV, Odyssey, BitChute, Rumble, and Bradyon, as well as my stuff. If I think it needs to be shared, and some people are not dumb, I still haven't figured out yet that YouTube is probably not the best platform to be sticking onto. And by the way, we're going to be discussing YouTube as topic 7. But they still do good content. Well, if they're not going to do it, then I will share it there for them. But anyway, let's just get into the topics. Topic number one, the American Pediatric Association declares that denying children transition surgery is child abuse.
For what, sorry?
American Pediatrics Association declares that denying children transition surgery is child abuse. I talked about that at 3:52, and that was like the first topic number two, and we will be talking about start of the WEF in Davos. It's over now. but we'll be covering the WEF. Topic number three, German farmers protesting. It's very similar to what you saw in the Netherlands and what you saw in Canada with the truckers, but we'll get to it when we get to it. Topic number four, to nobody's surprise except the MSM, Trump wins the Iowa primary by an overwhelming margin. Mainstream media spurgs out, by the way. Topic number five, Jordan Peterson loses appeal with province of Ontario and must now take re-education. Topic number six, Sports Illustrated collapses under woke ideology. And
sorry.
Oh, I totally get it, Rearson. I do.
No fapping for me anymore of that stuff. Oh my God. Anyway.
Anyway, and topic number seven, mass layoffs now happening at YouTube. But let's get into the first topic. Okay. Now, as we all know, the American medical industry is completely above corruption and being bought off. And all of the doctors involved are honest, straightforward, hardworking people that would never knowingly go and hurt somebody. And if you believe that, I got a bridge to sell you.
No, you got to put the diaper on your face.
Well, you know, just like the ACLU, no longer is about civil liberties. It's rather clear that the APA is no longer concerned about the actual health and well-being of children. And, you know, I'm having a hard, I'm having a hard time wrapping my head around the fact that doctors would have allowed this. The only way this could have happened would have been for it to have taken place at the office, basically. And as we all know, although I haven't ever had her on because she's a stark raving mad lunatic feminist, but she did do me one really good research activity where she pointed out that the Pritzkers are the ones currently behind all of this gender bending surgery and all of these drugs and whatever, which, by the way, they also happen to own most of the patents for. So they're the ones that are also behind the promoting of all of this stuff. So it won't surprise me in the least that certain activists maybe went into the APA and bought a few people off. Because as we all know, science, and we found this out when we had the forced vaccinations just a few months back, science can most definitely be bought. The ironic part is that the World Health Organization, and I think you will find this very peculiar, the World Health Organization has just today taken a position that is in complete opposition to the APA, and they have said, we are not going to promote gender transition for anybody under the age of 18. There's not enough conclusive science for us to back it up. Now, I was a little bit shocked, and then I kind of stepped back a little bit, and then you go into swimming and cycling and some of the sports, you know, where in the West you have transgender athletes dominating. And then when they try to go to an international event, like the international organizations will say, no, we're not going to do that. We're not going to let this person compete. We're not going to let them in. Basically, they say no, like the third world, which, by the way, also happens to be one of the reasons why that there's a suddenly this big push. And we get to topic number two. We will be talking about this a little bit more, about taking the trans agenda to the third world. I was disgusted, shocked, and horrified when I found out that a medical association would do something like this. But when you step back and you take the bird's eye view on it, all of a sudden you're like, no, no, I'm not. Somebody, a bunch of scientists got paid off and they probably used fraudulent research to back up what they're doing. And when it comes to medical and athletic organizations in the West, they will just simply take the knee. And it's like, it's not until you get, which is why, for instance, the World Health Organization won't do it, but the American Pediatrics Association will. And with that, I'm going to turn it over. I'm going to go V, Jedi, and then Rearson. So V, you're up.
All right. Yeah. Well, you know, it's funny that this is a topic today, because I actually just got done watching a video. And you want to talk about child abuse. Okay. So in this video, it starts off with these cops. They're all huddled up in the security surveillance room of a Walmart. And they're tracking this woman who's shoplifting. And she has a kid with her. And so they go and arrest this woman after she goes into the bathroom. Arrest her friend, who's supposedly a lookout. And they're all saying, you know, she's got this kid with her. No, this is third degree child abuse. So I'm thinking to myself, wow, you know, the political spectrum. I'm thinking about how much is used just to oppress and to screw people over. Because when you look at that, that's an extremely conservative opinion. This child just witnessed his mother shoplifting. Oh, wow, that's third degree child abuse. That's extremely conservative. But yet, on the other end of the spectrum, it's extremely liberal to not let your child mutilate themselves before the age of 18. And I'm seeing, okay, well, this red tape, it moves only to screw certain people, and to oppress certain people. I mean, which is it? Because there's no balance here at all. You got an extreme right and extreme left situation here, and they're both valid under the law. This is something that we need to fix. And I know this is one of these issues that really gets to me, especially with the family court system, who like to be judge, jury, and executioner over the lives of children and say what's abuse and what isn't. I mean, I've had the UN, well, not me personally, but the UN had looked into my show, Family Case Files. So I had a judge as a co-host, and, you know, various victims of the system on the show that we were interviewing. And the UN was looking for human rights violations that they should be addressing as far as the United States is concerned. Now, I didn't know that until the person that submitted my material to the UN, you know, they told me. I never submitted such a thing. I know you could. But, yeah, I got contacts for, you know, stuff like that. And it just blows me away, the level of corruption. Yeah, you can buy certain people off for a certain opinion. And this is way past 1984, right?
Okay, but, bro, can I say one thing to you?
Go ahead. I'll let you have your turn. Go ahead.
No, you go then. That's okay. I'll wait.
No. Go ahead. No, I'm done. Go ahead.
Okay, but bro, let me ask you something. Remember before you had some weirdo come on your show and he's like trying to talk all this crap to you, and then but then we found out, or maybe you already knew, but he's a transgender. And then I was like thinking in my head, like, firstly, let's go back to the initial subject he mentioned where he's talking about transgender. So now let's say I'm a parent. So now I have a daughter. She's such a good swimmer. She's going to go for the Olympics. So now all of a sudden this guy comes and he goes, yeah, you know what? I'm a girl now. I'm like, what? He's like 6'4", maybe 200 plus pounds. This, that coming in. And now all of a sudden he's saying that, oh, I identify as a woman now. So now I can compete in the women swimming. This is a man from the lost every competition in the what is it called? In the not Olympics, but it's like the school like competition.
NCAA.
He's lost everything. And so now all of a sudden you're coming and pretending that, oh yeah, you know what, by the way, I'm a woman. And V, Brother V, we talked about it on your show that day because I called these people out.
Leah Thomas was the person's name, I think, is the one you're talking about. Yeah.
William is his real name. He's a waste man. This guy is convoluting the minds of these young people that are now accepting these people as, oh, it's normal. That's their life. You can't judge them. I go, no. Firstly, and when you're talking about they're going to ship this idea to Africa and Asia and wherever they're planning to do that, okay, maybe Asia they'll get away because I know I don't even talk about that. But anyways, if they try to push it to Africa, it's not going to happen because in Africa, because I have roots there, it's not going to happen. And basically, they will get murdered if they try to even think like that, because they don't tolerate this agenda at all. You can see when the leader of the what country was that? Was it Tanzania or Uganda?
I thought it was Zambia.
And one of these leaders.
Well, there was a number of countries that refused to participate.
No, because in the eastern sector of where I come, but in that area, they don't. As far as I know, because when I go there, it's not tolerated there. And so the thing I want to make clear is that in Africa, this agenda, it won't succeed. Because think about it, and not to change the subject, but I was trying to remind you that there was a leader in just recently in Africa who was against this COVID agenda. And I'm not sure if he was Tanzania and he was the president or it was Uganda. I don't remember the country, but... they killed them. Died,
right?
They killed them.
Yep. Oh, there was a number of leaders. I think Cameroon, there was a number of them that got... Well, one of them was Tanzania.
Yeah.
There was a number of them in Africa that either got killed or there were attempted assassinations. Nothing in the American press about it, by the way.
That's so true. And you know what, sir? I just want to say one thing because, first of all, this is weird that I'm on your show too, because I had always told V that, you know what, you have to let me get on this guy's show. He's actually so good when he speaks. And then he's like, yeah, I'll bring you in. But then the problem is connecting, right? Because Brother V was in Poland, right? Were you in Poland, right?
I was.
Yeah. So I didn't even ask you that question, but I don't want to change the subject too drastically, but I'll ask you after. But so going back to what I was saying, so they killed them. And so now this agenda that if they're thinking to bring to Africa, it's not going to win because it's not. I know, because I know Africa. It's not.
There's a reason for that. Well, I mean, besides
because they're Christians. They're Christians. Oh, yeah. Well, and another thing, too.
Or Muslim. Muslims are really against it, too.
Yeah, they're against it, too. Yeah. And so, I mean, it's not, they're very against it. which is good indirectly, but I don't want to bring that subject, but I'm just saying that, look, I want to say something else, and I hope it's not going to offend you, because you said this is an open forum now, right?
Oh, it always has been.
Okay, so please don't get offended, and if I've offended your faith or anything, then because
I'm Brother not religious.
V, okay, all right, thank God. Okay, so now going forward, when you were talking about how this agency is now moving to go to Africa and start, you know, pushing this agenda and the national health, whatever they're calling these devil names. But the thing is that when the National Health Agency will go to try to push this agenda, it's not going to work. Because, see, the problem is, what I'm going to tell you is that everything is controlled. And please don't take it negatively. And you saw the fight that happened on V. You saw what happened on your show. And everything is controlled. Fox, MSN, CBC, everything that you are seeing, that all these children, the whole world is seeing, is controlled by the Jews. They control everything. So that's why I'm trying to say that when they're saying, oh, they're saying they're not doing a genocide. But they are doing that. And they're the ones spreading this transhumanism agenda and pushing it everywhere. So anytime you say, oh, he's a racist, oh, he's a anti-Semite, oh, he's a, they make these names. And I said, but hold on, sir, is it fair? My daughter trained her whole life to be a swimmer in the Olympics. How is she going to beat a 6'4", 200 plus pound man? She's 80 pounds. Is it fair? I don't care if you take pills. Oh, these are the pills, the horn. No, bud, you have a fucking dick. Sorry, if I swear, I know that's, I didn't mean to do that. But what I'm saying is
that is not a problem here. Trust me, it is not an issue.
So what I'm saying is that, is it fair? I have a daughter. It's real, though. I have a daughter. Is it fair she's going to go against someone like this?
It's not fair. It's not fair at all. And
how? The chromosomes are different. The bone density and everything is different.
Oh, yeah.
From a girl to a... Sorry, from a man to a woman. Mm-hmm. It's different.
Yes, but there's also been the push from feminism that everything a woman can do... Sorry, everything a man can do, a woman can do just as well.
Okay, so tell them to do the garbage jobs. Tell them build the house.
Build the house.
Where are you in that process? Oh, in the van cooking for us?
I'm saying what I would like to say to them is get the bitches to work where Naroki and I live, which is in Alberta. One of our biggest industries is oil and gas.
Yeah.
You don't see them fucking working 12-hour plus days out on the rigs. I can't even do it. I'm a guy.
Exactly.
Mind you, I'm also over 50, so I wouldn't even try it at this point. My point in my life, but get the young women that are exercising, whatever else, get them to do it. I apologize for taking over. I've got a feeling we're kind of going that direction anyway, but with female logic, and it's two contradictory words, and I make no apologies by saying that, but
an oxymoron.
Yeah, we'll stress the second part of it. Anyway.
No, because, brother, you're right. Sir Naroki, you are right. Because, look, women, I dealt with children's aid. I had the police called on me when I was at work. So I understand how this system works. It's all designed for them. But that's a little bit off the topic. But what I'm trying to say to you is that if you look at these people trying to pretend now, so I told the guy the other day as a joke, I'm pretending, oh, yeah, because, oh, you didn't know? I identify as a Jamaican from Kingston. That's what I am. But you're not. And I go, no, but I am. That's what I identify as now. And they just look at you like, are you retarded? I said, no, because I just don't understand. I can do this. Because then I can go to anywhere I want and I can't be discriminated because I'm a Jamaican from Kingston. And they just look at you. So now this point was said because I have to go to the other thing is when I go to get food. I know it's off topic, but when I go to get food and these people, they're wearing a diaper on their face. And so then I go to them, I'm so sorry, miss, but I'm like, I'm deaf. I can't hear you because I don't know what you're saying to me. Can you please ask someone to help me? Because no one else is wearing it.
I mean, and dibs, I can't, and, you know, and I can't see what you're saying.
Yeah, because exactly. I'm deaf.
Fuck. Oh my god!
And I'm
deaf, and I only read lips.
And because that's what we do, we have to read your lips. What you're saying,
and then by the way, you're all Canadians.
Okay, fine.
Oh, Jedi's Canadian here, by the way.
Yeah, but you know we love America. You guys are our big brother. We love you guys. Okay, so look, all I'm saying to you is that I am deaf, and I'm not going to sit here, and there's a big line behind me, and go, I'm not going to sit here and be openly discriminated against the company that advertises that smiles are free. Is that still true?
Oh my god.
And she removed it. Because she knows she's discriminating me. I'm not deaf. But I identify as that. Because look, they're trying to ban the plastic bags. And do you know what just happened? They said in the Supreme Court that you can't discriminate against the plastic companies because that's racist. So I'm like, hold on a second. You can just do that? You can do that? So I went to the store, and look, not, I'm not racist, bro. So I went to the store, and look, not in any negative way, because actually, whatever. But so in this particular industry, they're all pretty much the same nationality. So either Korean, I don't know, it doesn't matter what they are. So Indian or whatever, Korean, but they're all doing this job of running this, the convenience store. So I don't know why I went there. So I went there one day. And I had to,
anyway.
Yeah, maybe those people too. So, and then basically I went there and I said, oh, sorry, but I do have a bag. Was, oh no, we're not allowed anymore. It's against the law. I go, what law? Is it of which country is that? Is it this country where I'm born or is it a different one? Because you didn't hear what just happened on the news? They just announced in the Supreme Court, you can't discriminate to give plastic back to me. That's racist. Oh, then they pretend they don't speak English.
The language changes.
Thank you. Come again. Thank you. Come again.
You stand up for the rights of the plastic bag. Nobody say anything when the brown paper bag disappeared.
What?
Because it's brown.
So you're racist. So that's how I handle the diaper faces. Now it's getting a little bit weird for me because I go to this other place sometimes where, you know, they're serving. I don't know why I like it. It's called Purdy's. It's an ice cream thing. Right? So I go there and I get sometimes ice cream. And then what happens is there's this like weird old girl, but she's wearing the diaper. But then when I go other places in this vicinity, she's working at other restaurants there too. So then I went. So every time I go to another restaurant and she's there, and then I just leave because I know I don't want to deal with someone like that. And because then I go to the place and she at the Purdy's restaurant, and before anything started, because I saw her in the background, and before anything initiated, I told the lady, because she's not wearing diaper on, I call them diapers, sorry, on the face. She's not wearing diaper on face. And then basically I told her, I said, I'm so sorry, miss, but I'm not hearing impaired, so I have difficulties hearing you. And I hope you won't discriminate me because of that. And she goes, no, of course not. And then she's just so nice to me, right? And I'm pretending like I'm watching her lips, everything she's saying. Because I never look at people's lips, you know? But I just, like, unless if I'm kissing her or something, then obviously then I look. Well, I don't even look when you're kissing. So, but that's the only time you're going to look, maybe. So anyways, but I don't look at your lips. Sorry, I don't. So now she's just like being so nice to me. So now all of a sudden diaper face comes out of nowhere. And now she takes the cashier role. Yeah, you're tall and all that. And I just pretending I don't hear anything. And then they go, oh, miss. Oh, oh, I want those things too. And I'm pointing to the, you know, the nuts, like the they crush these peanuts. Oh, and I want that too. And she goes, oh, yeah. And then she goes and does it. And then he can't even pay. I can hear her saying it, right? And then she took over. And then I paid with cash as king, like usual.
Okay. All right. Yeah. I don't mean to.
I diverted. Sorry.
We're at the 40 minute mark, and I actually do have to get up in the morning. So.
Oh yeah, I got Rearson, you.
So I the only other thing, the one thing I will say about this, and this is something that I have to say, I have to bring up a couple of times, and I'm not directing this specifically at you, Jedi, but I mean, I have to point out that I can think of, right off the top of my head, I can think of six people of the Jewish persuasion that are actively opposed to globalism. Mm. Like, it's not all Jews. I think you're probably talking about Zionists.
Yeah. CNN, Fox, MSN, TV. Look, the list, Andrew Tate, or what's his name? Oh my God, the singer, and then he used to be with Jay-Z. Oh my God,
I don't know. I don't really follow music. There's an actual historical reason why Hollywood is dominated by Jews, but we're not here to discuss it. All I'm going to tell you is that I can think of, right off the top of my head, I can think of six people who are actively and vehemently opposed to globalism.
What is globalism?
So it's not all terms. You might be talking about Zionists. Zionists are definitely, they're a faction inside of Judaism that definitely needs to be.
But the IDF is Zionist.
What?
It's run by the Zionists.
Oh, the Israeli IDF. Defense Force? Oh, yeah. You won't.
This Netanyahu is a demon. He's come back. So you have to be very careful with certain people.
Yeah.
I refer to the Jewish people, I'm referring to the Zionist people controlling all these Jews, supposedly coming from America and then popping down in the middle of West Bank and go, oh, I live here now and I'm kicked out of this is my house now.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I just needed to clarify that because a lot of people will say the Jews, and I mean, I can immediately.
That's why I told you from the beginning. If you are Jewish, or if anyone here is Jewish, I'm not here to offend you.
Okay. That's no problem.
Okay.
All right, Rearson, let's get on. We need to wrap this topic up because we got seven topics tonight. So.
Yeah. Okay. I have to wonder how much money has been thrown into that system for them to be fully behind it, or likely the blackmail, for that matter. It's not terribly shocking, and to me, in a way, this is really no different. it's an indirect connection to Jordan Peterson as to his predicament as well, too, for re-education. Oh, good Lord. Anyway, well, I'll save my thoughts about that when the time comes. I'm not surprised. I really am not surprised. I mean, north of the 49th parallel, there have been... Way back in my day, when I was still the whippersnapper, there would be American medical. And now that I'm thinking about it, this was absolute propaganda of what the American medical system was like. Is that there? How many times have we heard north of the border of medical malpractice? Now, the difference between medical malpractice now to then is back then you had to go to court, you had to fight for it. Now, I would say the medical malpractice is fully accepted and it's perfectly fine. So, I'll just leave it at that. Back to you, my friend.
Okay, yeah. Well, I mean, they have assisted suicide here in Canada, which is also, I think, and they've broadened the people who can qualify for it. Trudeau, yeah, I cannot wait. Here's the thing. If the mandates are actually 5 years, not four, as they are like they are in the U.S., so Trudeau could technically hold on until 2026 if he wanted to. I don't know whether he's going to be, whether he can hold on that long.
History
repeats.
Well, I was going to say, if I remember correctly, with Harper, he actually changed it, that it was 4 years.
I don't know. We'll have to do some looking. I kept thinking it was five. I think it's five. It might be 5 year. A mandate might be 5 years. Harper might have changed it. I think it's five. It could be four, though. Hopefully it's four, because, man, Trudeau has got to go.
I know.
Period. Anyway, the next topic. Let's get on with the next topic here. Okay, so the WF was this week in Davos, Switzerland. And of course, you know, there's nothing more enlightening and helpful to the human race than a bunch of hypocrites flying, you know, on Learjets and personal aircraft to come in and decide what the rest of us plebs need to do. You know, eat the bugs, CBDCs, you know, all of that wonderful stuff. And of course, there was all sorts of wonderful stuff proposed. Like, there was an actual proposition brought up at the WEF, because I actually followed a little bit more closely this year. There was an actual proposal to actually form an international internet governance board. There was talk about, and they talked about it out in the open about Virus X. There was, though all of the universities were there. Here's the really weird part is that there was a sudden influx of counter protesters this year at the WEF. The really weird part is, like I say, I saw it on the Rebel. Antifa showed up at the WEF event. Here's the really weird part about it. They got bussed in, and somehow they were able to set up, for the time that they were there, in a public school. Yeah, go figure.
What do you mean public school?
I don't know how the education system in Switzerland works, but they were able to get into, like, you know, like just a regular high school or whatever. Oh, okay. And there was that. There was the other thing that happened a lot this year is that what used to happen at Davos is that you would get these individuals and, you know, between events or whatever, and between trying to conspire to make us all slaves to CBDCs and eat the bugs and move into 15-minute cities and live in our tiny cubicles and own nothing. And be happy and all that sort of stuff, they used to wander the streets of Davos. The only problem is that when they wandered the streets of Davos, there were reporters there ready to pounce on them. Now, I think it was last year or the year before, they actually tried arresting reporters that were doing it. And of course, you know, it got shot down in the courts in Switzerland, and it made the local police look really bad. So the police were definitely hands off. But yeah, the participants at the WEF,
Christy or Freeland, all of them, a lot of them
stayed very close to the conference, or they would ride in their big fancy, or they'd ride in their, I don't want to say I'm envious or anything like that, but they'd ride in these limousines and they would pull right up to the gate and they would immediately run into the gate, or they would walk as fast as possible And of course, you also had the mainstream media there. And of course, the alt media and the mainstream media have this really deep love affair going on with each other.
Okay.
So, that didn't go particularly. So, yeah, the other thing that happened at the WEF, well, first, they didn't, a couple of other things that happened. They didn't publish their agenda. They didn't make it public. They didn't make the guest list public, which is something that they've always done, which tells me that they're very aware of what's going on out there.
Because no one's buying this shit.
No one's buying it. And also, you had people inside the WEF. Now, this may have been staged. This may have been controlled opposition. But, I mean, they had the Javier Milei show up and just tear a fucking strip out of them. The Argentine prime minister.
Oh, yeah.
Javier Milei, he went in there. He tore he politely but firmly tore a strip out of them. There were also a couple of people who showed up there. Who were pretty much like, yeah, you guys need to stop minding everybody else's business. And there was actually people inside this forum who were calling them out on that.
Thank God.
So the whole thing is developing a different flavor. I got a very sneaking suspicion that the WEF might not be the place. They may have to go back to meeting in secret again. But I mean, the genie's out of the bottle. Everybody knows what they're trying to do. And it's like, and there was one, and I found this is really funny because this is why I brought up the Jew thing with you earlier. Avi Yemeni is Jewish, and he's one of the reporters for Rebel. He was right at the gate. And on MGTOW TV, Alex Jones posted this. What you're opinion of Alex Jones is interesting, but Alex Jones, like Avi Yemeni, went up to this guy, and they're both Jewish, and Avi Yemeni was just tearing a strip out of this guy as he was trying to make his. I didn't listen to the whole thing because at work, but I mean he was giving him the nth degree. Avi Yemeni was right at the front gate. Yeah. He was like interviewing people. He was giving them the nth degree. And so was Ezra Levant. So were the people from True North. There was a number of alt media reporters there.
Right.
And the whole thing, they're becoming very, and you're right, Jedi. Well, this stuff isn't working. It's starting to fall apart. People are starting to know. People are knowing, for instance, that Pritzker are the people behind the trans agenda. People are finding the American Pediatrics Association, right?
They're like bad people now.
Yeah, they're figuring out that they're
killing people.
That they're killing people, and that they're clearly being bought off. And it's like they keep trying to, and they need to export this to the third world, but they can't do it because they don't have the cash, the public will, or the resources to do it without lying or starting a war. And and of course, you know, you had these panels where you had a bunch of self-important people who probably never had to work. I won't say maybe didn't have to do blue collar work or the kind of work I'm doing now. And to do any of that type of work for a day in their lives, deciding for the four of us and for everybody else out there what we should be doing or what they think is best for us. And, you know, it's, yeah, the people who run the WEF are starting to figure out that people are getting smart to their stuff and they don't control the media anymore. For instance, I was having a conversation with Ryerson before the show tonight, and I was telling Ryerson that, I mean, it's just a mysterious thing is happening with my content. When I used to just post it up at YouTube, I had to go and do these long 6 to 8 hour runs on various groups on, say, Facebook, Minds, MeWe, Gab, etc., in order to promote my content, to promote my growth. The mysterious thing about what's going on now is I just post up my content on Odyssey, BitChute, Rumble, MGTOW TV, Brighteon. And because It's not being curated like it is on YouTube. My stuff is just growing organically.
Nice.
So they're losing control of, they're losing control of the media, they're losing control of the situation, which is why they were talking about, say, stuff like an international internet governance board, because it's like it's getting harder and harder and harder for them. So more and more people are waking up, and you get, and it's like, you know, for every Tate they take out, there's another three coming up behind him that all have, well, I won't say they all have a similar message, because I mean I've listened to enough of Tate stuff to know why specifically they're targeting Tate.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Rollo Tomasi.
But he gets mad,
but Donovan Sharp. Well, the thing about this, I will go off on a bit of a tangent about Tate, just a small one though.
When they're walking in the background.
Yep.
They're like, well, his sleeves.
Yeah, like, well, Tate, unlike, say, Rollo Tomasi or Donovan Sharp or Fresh, or some of these other PUA content producers, Tate actively talks about how you need to get off the grid and how you need to not cooperate with the authorities. Rollo Tomasi doesn't do that. Fresh and Fit doesn't do that. Donovan Sharp doesn't do that. None of the other, he's the only one of that bunch in the PUA community that was actually talking about getting off the grid. And that's what I'll say.
Put him in jail in another country, bro.
Yeah, well, he's under house arrest right now. I'm not going to get into the, this isn't an update, but that's the reason specifically why they went after Tate and why they didn't go after some of the other PUA content creators out there. But getting back to the WEF, yeah, they know. It wouldn't surprise me if there's another conference somewhere right now that is slowly starting to supplant.
Come on, bro. You sound about that Greta Thunberg. It's like a stage, man. It's all staged.
This is to supplant the WEF. So, yeah. So, anyway, I'm done. I'm going to turn it over to V. Oh, of course, but I know it's all staged, but it's like, yeah. I mean, you can kind of read between the lines.
They tried to pretend she's getting arrested. And I'm like, wow. And then you're talking about Rebel News. Although it's, you know, I met that guy, David Menzies, took a picture with him, and I told him, I respect you so much. But the thing is, right, a lot of people say that it's all control, this media. What they're showing us. So when we're looking at for information, do you notice how hard it is to find any article about the topic that you're looking at, you're trying to find? You have to dig deeper and and sometimes you find the information about it. Look, this Greta Thunberg, remember she gave the speech and she's making the speech like it's a joke. And now look at it. She's like partying. She's grown up, but she's still getting paid on private jets because of her parents.
Yep. Okay, V.
yeah, well, sorry, guys. I didn't... Brief Jedi here. We take turns on these topics here, so
okay. My bad. Sorry, buddy. Go ahead.
But you're very you got a lot of fire here, and I don't want to interrupt it. I don't have much to say on this, so I'll let you go ahead and take my turn. Go ahead.
Okay. So basically, what I'm saying is that everyone knows this is controlled, like John Noki was saying previously as well. We are in a situation where we have to be alert, that we have to even be so careful in the way we talk. That's why when I speak to these people, I'm trying to wake them up. But my brother told me that they're lost already. Just get over them. You can't wake them up now. That's why I tell them I'm deaf, because I can't hear you. Because that's the only way for them to remove it. So, anyways, that's what I was saying. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. Okay, Rusin, you're up.
Alrighty. Excuse me. Oh, boy. All right. When you... this is almost a case of fuck around and find out. And the WEF has been fucking around for a long time. And the Rothschild family and the 13 bloodline, 12 bloodlines, whatever it is. I mean, I remember when I was posting up, when I still had my original Facebook account before it got banned, for probably posting something about the infamous laptop that isn't part of our discussion tonight with a certain son of value now.
You can say his name. The stuff, if YouTube strikes it down,
then strike it down.
It's Rumble Odyssey BitChute. I don't really give a shit about YouTube.
Okay. Well, I mean, when I posted up about Hunter Biden's laptop leading up to the 2020 election and whatever else, I had a coworker that was very skeptical, and I posted up the whole thing of from the World Economic Forum, "You that owns nothing owns you would be happy," you know, and he totally rebuffed it. And I get it. I can understand where his mindset is, and think it's like, well, it's not quite like that. It's just kind of, dude, you are fucking smart as all hell. As smart as I am, or maybe as smart as you are, Naroki. But you don't see what's going on. And I remember that we did actually talk about that, where it was Ezra Levant was talking to, I can't remember who the fuck it was. It was at the World Economic Forum Davos meeting. It was outside. And
is it Mark Carney?
No,
I don't think. Oh, yeah, there was an interesting interview with Mark Carney, but continue, Rearson.
Anyway, as I've said about 3 or 4 maybe 5 podcasts ago, my father is starting to pick up that something's not right. And their system is breaking down. Now, again, my father was happy, lined himself up for the 3 or 4 pokes. I tried to talk him out of it, but he was hell-bent on it, so I just let it go because there's no point. But if he's catching on that something's just not right with the economic system that we're in, or with the monetary and fiscal policies, or whatever else, and I consider my dad to be kind of stupid, really, at the end of it all. He knows what he's doing with trades. Like, give him the right tools to work with wood, to make cabinets, and do whatever with wood. He can make fucking beautiful things. He really can. But this kind of stuff, it goes right over his head. He'll have kind of a, at best, it'll be kind of a surface level interest, but he won't delve into it. He won't go into it deeply. And
can I ask you a question about these shots? Like, has he experienced any illness from it?
I don't know. I don't ask. I don't want to know.
Okay.
I don't want to know. I'm pretty sure that my uncle, who had gotten himself all fully jabbed up, he passed away a week before Elizabeth died. Queen Elizabeth, that is. And my cousin had said that he died, quote, suddenly. Like, they didn't know where it all came from. I've got a damn good feeling, but I'm not going to say that to him because he's still, he was lined up for the jabs as well, too. But anyway, but at the end of the day, if someone like my father is starting to become aware that things just aren't right, the WEF is in trouble. And organizations like them are in trouble. Will he be will he be aware of what's going on? No, but he's starting to put things together, kind of going, this shit just don't add up. So, but I'm also of the opinion that they've been taken out and they're going through the steps of telling everybody what the hell is really going on to wake them up, so that way they're starting to actually gain their own sovereignty back from the current system that we're in. But I will leave it at that. So, Naroki, let's move on. Do 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 do. You're muted, yes, my friend.
Let's move on. Let's move on. Okay. Let me just put the timestamp on this one. Okay, this one is interesting because, I mean, I usually stay away from foreign stories because we don't know that much about them. I mean, we do occasionally do them. I've been reamed out for, you know, oh, well, how dare you just do American, North America stories? Well, that's because I live in North America, right? Same thing with people complaining about the fact that movies out of Hollywood have are American-centric, and it's sort of like, how is this fucking stretch for you? Okay? Hollywood is in the United States. The movies that come out of Hollywood in general are going to be American-centered. Like, why is this a fucking reach for you? And apparently it's too much for some people to wrap their heads around. But getting over to this, we kind of saw this coming. I mean, I'm trying to remember, what was the name of that pipe that undersea pipeline that got blown up?
Oh, the Nord Stream pipeline.
The Nord Stream, yep. Yeah. That we knew going into this winter that was going to affect the gas prices. Well, lo and behold, it did. Now, the German government is not allowed, unlike the American government, the German government is not allowed to run a deficit, apparently. So what they did is they transferred the costs of the gas, which is what you would have expected them to do. They transferred the costs of the gas down to the citizens. So the citizens have to carry the weight of what happened. And although we will never prove it, I personally think it was the Americans. Hold on a second, I got a cough.
Why you do that, sir? Like, I'm just wondering, how is it the citizens then cost them? How do they pay? I'm just wondering.
Well, I mean, it's just like, you know, when a corporation gets hit with additional expenses, what they will do is they will offset the cost of those expenses by raising the price of the item in the store. Same basic concept. Yeah. Okay. Same basic concept. So they passed it down. And because of what happened in the Netherlands, and they were talking about this, they decided to pass it down to the farmers. The farmers, and of course the farmers have to. And this is like a daisy chain. The farmers have increased cost, so the farmers have to increase the cost of their product, because the farmers have to increase the price of their product. The groceries, the truckers have to pay more because the truckers have to pay more. The grocery stores have to pay more. So it's just, it's going along. And of course, gas is at a premium in Germany because of what happened with Nord Stream. So the German farmers finally decided, much like how the Belgian farmers did and the Canadian truckers did, and you're probably going to see more of this as we go along, they decided to take all of their tractors to Berlin and have a protest, just like what happened in the Netherlands. And it is actually being quite successful. Of course, the mainstream media is doing everything they can to smear the German farmers, which of course isn't working as well as it used to, because the mainstream media, at least in Germany, I don't think it's bought off like the one in Canada is, but even the one in Canada wasn't really being able, they're not able to control the narrative anymore, because the alt media has taken over, and their attempts to basically try to regulate the internet, even in Europe, have been faltering badly. So they're not able to control the narrative anymore. So the German farmers' protest is actually having an effect. And I don't know. I'm pretty sure Germany doesn't have any elections this year, because we checked that a couple of weeks ago when we were doing a look ahead to 2024. But you know, wouldn't surprise me if AFD received a significantly larger count on seats in the next German election.
That will be no later than late October 2025.
Yep. So it wouldn't surprise me if AFD got an even larger portion of the seats. Of course, they're trying everything in their power to portray AFD as the second coming of the Nazi Party. They're not.
What's AFD?
Alternative for Deutschland. AFD. Oh,
okay. That's a party?
That's a party, yeah. Okay. They they're not the second coming of the Nazis. They are right of center, obviously. Straight, like they're
farmers.
They're farmers, yeah. Well, they're not just necessarily farmers. Germany has got a serious immigration, way more serious than anything that they've got. Here in Canada, but that, like, the U.S. is starting to get up there too. But they have a immigration problem in Germany that's actually by scale more serious than the one they've got in the U.S. right now. And again, right, they have had bought off politicians running the show there for the last couple of decades. It's the Angela Merkel. I don't even know if Angela Merkel is still running the show. No, she's not. Isn't she?
It's somebody else. She stepped down a while ago.
Yeah, I don't know who it is now.
It's weird old guy.
Yeah, but I mean, you know, I hate to say this though, but to a certain degree, what is happening in Germany is a direct result of the Biden administration's decisions to what they're, I think they're still effectively trying to do is they're trying to start a war with Russia to distract us from what's going on in the internal pressures that are going on in the U.S. So, yeah, again, this is just an opinion. I don't have the facts to back it up. But, yeah, has been playing out because Germany is no longer receiving gas and oil from the Nord Stream. And as a result, the government there has had to take measures. And what they've done is what any corporation will do is that they passed on the expenses down to the people on the street. And in this case, the expenses are a little bit, you know, out of proportion. And it's causing a daisy chain, which is exactly what I figured was going to happen. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to V.
Well, yeah, I mean, every war is a distraction, but these wars also are satanic rituals for power. I mean, you know, sacrifice human life and you gain more power. Well, that's the ritual. It's one of the oldest ones we have. But my thing is here, I think we're still losing out because if these farmers aren't farming, then that means the food isn't being produced.
And well, it's winter time there right now. I got to point that out too.
Okay.
They're not growing a lot. There might be dairy farmers and so forth, but the crop guys are not growing anything at the moment.
Well, in their protest, I don't think it's going to be as effective anyways, if that's also the case. But, you know, I mean, I'm never against a good protest. It's just that they need to find a way to be able to regulate themselves. At this point, I know I always talk about militia, but people need to start militiaing up. Need to be private security firms protecting the vital infrastructure of our countries, separate from the government. Farmers need to be able to set the prices, no one else. And these corporations need to be underneath the farmers, not the corporations over the farmers. That's what really needs to happen. People, of course, should be able to grow their own food. Stop getting into this ideology of just living paycheck to paycheck, living in a box called apartments. You'd be working towards getting some land. You don't have enough money for your own land. You need to be, I don't know, commuting down at your local farm or the nearest one to you. You know, on your off time from your wage slave job. That way you can stack up your money and then you can keep all the food from the work that you've done on the farm. We need to just peel off the Band-Aid already. We need to just rip it off, do what we need to do, and take back control. And with that, I'll pass it on to Arlie. I mean, Jedi.
Okay, so are we continuing this subject, or are you moving to that?
Yeah, no, subject? No, we're moving. Okay. We're still. Okay. We go to Rearson, we go to Rearson, and then we move on.
Okay, so is this the same subject or the new
one?
Yeah, this is Germany. Okay, Germany. Okay, so now with Germany, like you said, because basically once they blew up the pipeline, but Biden said they were going to do that. And first of all, you see Biden shaking invisible hands, which was questionable, but so who's really giving the directions? But anyways, this guy said, we'll blow up the pipeline. And then lo and behold, somehow these undercover, probably submarines or whatever, the team went in and they blew up these pipes under the water and destroyed the whole project. All of the gas for Germany gone. Now they're stuck, and you can see what the population is doing. And then they're trying to like push this. Sorry, I don't mean to laugh about it, but they're trying to push this like mass immigration, like he was mentioning earlier. And the population, it's like, imagine. Okay, so for example, before, right? So now, if let's pretend when China just took over Hong Kong. Now, do you remember? I think it was 1999. I don't remember the year actually, and so China just took over Hong Kong. But prior to this, all the Hong Kong people quickly came to Canada. And at this time when they came, because an apartment building in Hong Kong would cost like over $1 million at that time. And when they come to Canada, they're getting house, Mercedes, BMW. It's like everything is so better, right? So now they're going to, the mass immigration going to Germany now, everything's going to collapse there. And we don't know how viral these people may get, because sometimes these people are violent too. Look, I'm not hating on anyone. I'm just telling you the situation. If you came from poor and now are coming to a way different setting, it's a different environment now. And this is another country, different language, different people, different customs. They're not aware of what the procedures are. They just make their own. I was even hearing, God, you know, I don't want to say it happened, but I was even hearing stories about they're raping some of these women. And then obviously I get it. You want it. You see the person, they're pretty, whatever. But then you rape them. Like, what do you expect? They don't want the immigration because they haven't put it in a secured setting for this to integrate foreigners into a foreign setting. That's my opinion. Sorry if it was offensive to anyone, but.
Well, no, I've always said if for immigrations, you should have some shanty towns at the border. Let them get a job on the border. Let them learn the ways. And then once they, you know, after a probationary period, let them into the inner part of the country. If they try to be criminals, well, then you just kick them right back over the border.
Okay, let me ask you something. They're letting 1 million plus people from India now to come here. They were saying that these are fake colleges. It's not even a real school. They're coming here, getting the documentation, and they're getting the permanent residencies and then citizenship. We're in a big problem in Canada right now. That's why we're hoping we can get this guy out. But it doesn't have to do with Germany, but I mean, in general, it's becoming a problem globally too.
Yeah, I agree. Pearson?
Well, thank you. I mean, we saw it with Holland. I'm sorry, I can't call it the Netherlands. For me, it's always been Holland, and it always will be. But anyway,
the Netherlands has a totally different meaning for you.
You douchebag. One of these days, I'm going to buff myself up and I'm going for karate and taekwondo and whatever else. I'm going to beat the
Native American out of you.
V has never gotten over the fact that you didn't allow him to wear a onesies to your best friend's wedding.
Wow. Good fucking Lord. Anyway. It's not surprising. I mean, what do governments do? They're going to overspend, and then they're going to tax the crap out of the general populace. I mean, it was more than evident when there was, back with Louis the 14th, I think it was, 14th or 15th, a closet tax. Like, France was getting their ass kicked by our standards, internationally with their colonies, by the British, and they're bankrupt. So they were being incredibly creative on how to generate revenue. So there was the closet tax. I wish I was making this up, but I'm not. And with everything that's going on with Germany right now, and as we were talking about this, it kept coming back through my head of the 30-year war, which was basically in Germany about, what the fuck was it, about 300 to 400 years ago. 30 years of constant war. And that's more or less what it was. It culminated with Adolf Gustav of King of Sweden. And Germany has been front and center for World War I, World War II. It's now just changed to it being now an economic war. And from what I've been reading, leading up to the Nord Stream pipeline bombing, because that's what it was, Germany didn't want to have anything to do with it because they knew what was going to happen. But fucking Americans, nothing personal to you, but the fucking Americans, Biden administration, they were going through with it anyway. Well, it wasn't so much them, it was the people pulling the strings through them. And Germany is Europe's largest economy for now. I don't know how much longer it's going to be. And at some point, some group in Germany was going to snap. It just happened now to be the farmers. And they know what the economic repercussions are. And the politicians, much like the the executive board of Disney, who have no stake in the company, don't give a flying fuck. It's the same thing that they're basically passing on to the peasants. Well, somebody has to pay for it, and it's going to be eeny, meeny, miny, moe, that's going to be the farmers. And I saw the Dutch farmers got really, really creative. There was that one tractor that was pumping liquid fertilizer into one of the Dutch government buildings. And it's like, oh my God. Like that's, and they were able to beat that WEF puppet of a president, I think. The Dutch.
Klaus Schwab?
No. No, he was
De Reuter or something like that.
I can't remember his name to save my life, but he basically backed down because it wasn't going to work. And I think Holland went into an election last year and he got his ass handed to him. Now, Germany, again, is a year and a half away from it all. But if the German farmers kick up enough of a stink, no pun intended, fertilizer and all, it's going to leave that indelible mark on everybody else to kind of say, hey, they're tacking it on us, which means that for us to pay for this, we need to charge more, which means that the trucking companies have to pay more, which means that you have to pay more in the grocery store. And nobody wants that. They honestly don't. So they're fighting back with the only way that they can. And when your food supply is suddenly becoming threatened, I don't care who you are. I don't care how politically ignorant you are or on the low end of the IQ or how much you don't relate to other people or whatever. When you start to realize, holy shit, it's going to cost me more to buy food and I've got enough already and it costs enough already as it is, you are going to stand up and take notice. So at the end of the day, whoever's moving things around, you might want to mute yourself. At the end of the day, an army marches on its stomach. And it's really no different at the end of the day with any organization, any level of government, any, it could be a city, a municipality, a province, state, prefecture, whatever. If your people are not getting the food that they need, shit's going to get real. And politicians are going to realize very quickly how much they're not actually needed if they can find someone else who's going to be able to do the job and make things easier. So I'll leave it at that. Naroki, back to you.
Okay, back to me. All right. So the next one. And again, this was... We could see this coming. I mean, we could all see this one coming from 100 miles away. Well, except, of course, for the mainstream media, who are acting as though Adolf Hitler won a state.
Did you timestamp?
Absolutely. Yeah, hold on a second. Yeah, I'm timestamping right now. So to absolutely nobody's surprise, so yeah, Donald Trump won the Iowa primary. He won all but one county. Yeah, I know. We should all be just absolutely stunned and surprised. Hold on a second. Mm-hmm. He won all but one county. There it is. I found it.
Maybe gobsmacked.
Yeah, I know. I'm stunned. I'm guessing you're like completely and absolutely stunned. Yeah, 55.3% of the he won going away. 36 points ahead of Nikki. And this is the part that really left me disturbed, because this is something that a couple people have mentioned. I will actually post the, I'm going to actually see if I can post this photo up in the feed here.
Are you talking about Bill Hoffman, the guy that's backing Nikki Haley, that is a massive Democrat donor who's also pushing that lawsuit against Trump for that woman that he would never touch in a million fucking years?
Just asking for a friend. That one. But hold on a second here. I'm going to find it here, and I'm going to post the photo up so that you guys will be able to see the results. I'll post up both photos just so you can see. If you take a look at the actual election, say, I mean, yeah, Trump won it going away. He won it going away. Nikki Haley ended up second. Now, here's the thing. About it, and I will get into Vivek Ramaswamy here in a second. The thing about Nikki Haley, and this is what really made me immediately suspicious about her, was how the mainstream media was just hyping the living fuck out of her. Like, they were pushing Nikki Haley really bad, not even necessarily for. Like literally for president, but at least for VP. Donald Trump has got enough sense to figure out exactly what was going on, and has gone on the record saying that Nikki Haley is not going to be the VP. They're pouring an inordinate amount of money in, which, and it's sort of like, and everybody's like looking at Nikki Haley, and like, this, like again, there's been these people that I pointed out, like, who are the Nikki Haley supporters? And then, of course, right, stuff started coming out about her getting money backing from the Democrats, and you have Democrats registering last minute for the Republican Party to vote in the primaries and whatever. Well, she beat out Ron DeSantis. And, I mean, among other things, it became very clear as the campaign was going on that there wasn't really going to be a Trump-DeSantis split, that Trump was probably going to win this walking away. Now, the other part on this, so yeah, he won it overwhelmingly. Now, the other part on this, and once again, I've got a cough. The other part on this is, we all knew, those of us in this chat, we all knew that Trump was going to win this one walking away. He's going to win every state walking away. The only county he didn't win in Iowa was the one where I think the capital is.
Washington?
No. Capital of Iowa.
Oh, okay.
Dubuque. I think it's like the city of Dubuque is the only county that Nikki Haley won. Like Trump won every other county in Iowa. And the whole thing about what was going on with this is that, we all knew, like everybody in this room here, we all knew that this was going to happen. But somehow, like, I don't know whether they were doing it on purpose or whether they were hoping, like, not DeSantis, but Haley was going to pull a rabbit out of the hat and somehow disrupt the Trump train. But they were all acting.
But, you know, I feel like the important sort of data point, and, you know, Steve talks about it a lot. He's going to probably talk about it a little more tonight, is that these are white Christians. That this is a state that is overrepresented by white Christians that are going to participate in these caucuses, yes. Especially tonight. Earlier today, reached out to Robbie Jones, from the Public Religion Research Institute, knowing that we were going to talk about Iowa. And this is a hyper-evangelical white state. And he said the following to me. Iowa is about 61% white Christian. The country as a whole is approximately 41% white Christian. And in Iowa, we're talking about evangelical white Christians. And he said the following. Because I asked him, what do they get out of supporting Donald Trump? Because he keeps losing, he keeps delivering losses and losses and losses. And he said the following. They see themselves as the rightful inheritors of this country. And Trump has promised to give it back to them. All the things that we think about electability, about, you know, what are people gaming out, or none of that matters when you believe that God has given you this country, that it is yours, and that everyone who is not a white conservative Christian is a fraudulent American, is a less real American, then you don't care about electability. You care about what God has given.
Trump won the vote basically walking away. Now, I can't remember the name of the report, the commentator on MSNBC, but she stopped short of saying that white supremacists were the reason why Trump won, but she did more or less say, well, it was white Christians that voted for Trump, and there's a lot of white Christians in Iowa. That's the reason why Trump won. Never mind the fact that Iowa backed Obama for both elections. So it's not a race thing. They tried to make it a race thing. They also tried to make it a misogyny thing. I've seen enough of this now to figure out that they're not being this stupid. They're not stupid. They're being intentionally obtuse, and they're just lying at this point. And the mainstream media just can, like, I mean, this is like you said, we were talking about this with the WEF, right? Like when the WEF has its conference now, you have the mainstream media and you have the alt media, and the government doesn't have control over the alt media because they can't really take control of the internet, although they've been trying really hard. The whole situation. is just like unspooled for them. But I mean, you know, like anybody who's been following this for the last couple of years is, knows damn well that Trump, like the Republican Party is going to go with Trump. Like, period. End of story. There was never, this is one of the reasons why I think DeSantis should not have run this year, is because he wasn't going, I mean, unless he's campaigning to be the vice president, he really shouldn't have campaigned. But let me get into the other guy who is on this photo, the guy who finished fourth, Vivek Ramaswamy. Now, I was not sold on Vivek Ramaswamy, and it became very, very, very clear that he was kind of a stooge for Big Pharma. He was saying a lot of the right things. And then not 3 days ago, I think it was not even 2 days ago, guess whose name appeared in the Soros Young Leaders list? Why? Please. That would be Vivek Ramaswamy. Yeah, I know. I'm stunned and shocked, just like you are. And then, of course, when I started taking a closer look at Vivek Ramaswamy, I noticed a couple things. One, he never attacked Nikki Haley on anything, at least not that I saw. Two, he came out of nowhere. I mean, he literally almost came out of nowhere. Exactly. And three, he has never really been critical of Big Pharma. And the whole thing just kind of, you know. So, yeah, Vivek Ramaswamy falls in the same category as Dan Crenshaw and Tulsi Gabbard. They talk a good game. But unless they're prepared to go out and completely disavow Soros, I am not, like, for instance, I am not even interested in giving Vivek Ramaswamy a cabinet seat at this point. I don't want anybody that's connected with Soros on that list. To nobody's surprise, too, by the way, when this information that he was somehow connected with Soros came out, he just conveniently ducked out. Again, I have a feeling that Nikki Haley is going to stay in as long as humanly possible. But yeah, Nikki Haley is the rhino pick. And she's being supported by the establishment. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to V. Oh, wait, sorry, one last thing. Yeah. Oh, no, wait, I already covered it. Okay, yeah, go ahead, V.
Okay. So I'm assuming this lady who tried to make this a race issue, it sounds a lot like this woman that was on, I think it was CNN, like during the elections.
Trump MSNBC. Versus Biden. MSNBC, yeah.
Okay, yeah. Okay, it may have been on that network. But when that was going on and it showed the people that were voting, you saw a sea. I mean, you could see for a mile down the road in every direction all the Trump signs.
Her name was Joy Reid. That was her name. Sorry, continue, V.
And then you saw this. And then it switched over to this political commentator, this black woman with her head shaved. Oh, well, you people are going to have a Democratic president. We're going to have Biden, whether you like it or not. And I'm thinking to myself, how does she know that? The evidence points towards Trump winning. I didn't see a single Biden sign through that entire broadcast. So that told me right there, it's just rigged, just without question. And so she wants to make a racial issue about Idaho. I don't believe that. I think people see a winner. How many times have they tried to destroy Trump already? And he keeps powering through it. That's the kind of president I want, to be honest with you. I don't want some child-sniffing, narcoleptic, old, degenerate.
Showering with your daughter.
That's not what I want in office. No, I want the businessman that knows the game. Game peeps game. And, you know, under Trump, I mean, more black people got employment than any other administration. I mean, he did his best to quell any kind of conflict with Russia. He set back these extremist lefties and the New World Order agenda. I mean, he set them back. Really, that's the whole reason why Biden got into office in the first place, is so that they could just pour on and pour on, because they were running behind schedule because Trump got in the way of a lot of stuff. Okay, so whoever this woman was, she can go F herself, all right? She I don't believe for 1 second it's a racial or a sexist, whatever thing. So it's just, I'm so tired of people playing the race card. It's like they don't even know how to play the game. That's not how you use that card, honey. You know, that's when I walk up on them. That's not how you do that. Anybody teach you how to play this game? Because that's not how you do it. Yeah, well, anyways, that's all I have to say on that one. Go ahead, Jedi.
Okay, so first of all, let's address the real Fox. What's her name again? Nikki Haley? That's a fake name. She's using a fuck. Oh, sorry. She's using a fake name to pretend she's something she's not. She's actually from Punjab or somewhere. And she's like pretending or something. And the other thing is like, how does she expect? Remember I told you before, first of all, we had so much respect for Trump until he started to talk on the Bill O'Reilly show and say, oh, take the job, take the booster. And then they're all like, you know, they're all like talking. That's the only time I lost respect for him. But it's obvious he's going to win this election. There's no guarantee. They stole it from him. Everybody knew that. They stole the election. He was up in the top. And that, and then overnight, all of a sudden, oh, Biden, 94. First of all, show me the votes of this that you're talking about. Show me these records. They won't release these records because they're sealed with these Dominion voting machines. We don't even know, hopefully, that if this lineups go on like you're telling me, and it's like a C, there's no way they can, even with the rigging, they'll get away with it. Like this, I don't want to say stupid, but the weirdo Hillary Clinton. You openly know your husband's doing, I saw a picture, he's in a dress, and then he's in Epstein Island. But I don't know if it's true, or, you know, they make these fake things, so I don't know, but... So, whatever, you know, but I'm just saying, look, she lied. That's not her name. She's not going to win. And she's just a replacement of Hillary Clinton. It's like, I can't believe she's openly pretending like this. Is she ashamed of her culture that much that she's pretending? So that's what I have to say, because it's obvious Trump's going to win. There's no question about it. And I hope he does win, because he's the only president that never did a war.
Okay.
That's what I have to say, sorry.
Okay, on to me?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, so I did actually look up Nikki Haley, and I did post in the chat, Nimrata...
See, I was right?
Radhawa. And
yeah,
so I saw a picture of her family. Her father is Sikh.
Yeah. So do you know what I mean?
Okay. Oh yeah. Yep. No.
So this is a lie. That's why he's pretending. What? How good are you acting?
Oh, spouse is Michael.
Becoming, and the Vivek character you were talking about? How did that guy go from being poor in some company of drug thing to all of a sudden now the stock went so high and then you sell everything and now you're running for the president? Where did you come from? He's right. I never heard of this guy before. In my whole life, I never heard of this person. And then Nikki Haley, it's a waste of time.
Michael Haley was apparently governor of South Carolina. From 2021 to 2017.
Maybe he was desperate for pee, and that's what he did to get that from her. Because, and obviously, she probably did a good job, because look at what she's got now.
No, regardless, I actually took a look into the tried to figure a little bit more of the demographics of the election results, and Trump got Des Moines, Iowa, and that is the capital. The state that she won is or was Johnson County. And it's considered the most liberal of all of the counties in Iowa. Where did I see it? My apologies here. Largely due to the presence of the University of Iowa, Johnson County is considered the most liberal county in Iowa and a stronghold of the Democrat Party. I don't think I really need to say any more than that. But Vivek Ramaswamy, he stepped down. I had heard that DeSantis is fully getting behind Trump as well, too. So that eliminates that. So the only person that's going to be running to the end, and they know they have no hope in hell. Oh, actually, I'm going to add this as well, too. Apparently, even in the world, the WEF Davos meeting, that's where they typically, well, so the conspiracy theory goes, that's where they decide who's going to be president. This time around, they know they have no hope in hell. And it's going to be Trump. So I'm not really all that worried about this. I mean, they're throwing court case after court case after him because that's all that they have left. Like, they have nothing on the guy. Nothing that's going to stick, at least anyway. Sure, there's going to be a lot of, you know, there's going to be a lot of shit thrown at him, like... like the Dutch farmers did, as the German farmers are doing right now. But he's going to come out smelling like a rose. So, and the other thing that he has over his candidates, over his competitors, challengers, that's what I'm looking for, challengers. He's got an economic track record of improving the economy and in a rigged system. And then it goes over to Biden. So the man knows how to work an awful system that's not set up for you and I, for any of our listeners here. It's set up for the people at the very, very top of the pyramid. So my prediction will be, and I think Nuruki had said this already, he's going to plow through every state, and it will not be a contest. And the moment that Haley steps down, which will probably be, I'll give her, first thought came to mind, it was 12 states, I'll give her about 10 states, then she'll probably step down at that point, because she knows she won't get it. And again, as I said, one of her big donors is the guy that is pushing that sexual harassment from a woman that, quote, I don't remember her, and now that I know what she looks like, I would never have approached her. So talk about getting burned. She ain't even pretty enough for you even to think about wanting to. I might think, would I fuck her? Yeah, I'd fuck her over. I wouldn't fuck her, but I would fuck her over if she crossed me the wrong way. But
you jab that poon. Poon jab.
You might. I wouldn't.
Oh, I haven't seen her. I couldn't tell you.
Oh, she's.
Where's the Bush family now? They're no one around.
No, the Bush family. Oh no, they're gone. They're done.
Yeah. They're done.
Hey, well, Jet, one quick thing I should have said at the start of the show. Jedi, if you have an avatar, like a photo or of an avatar you want us to use in the video, please send it through on the chat. Otherwise, they'll just pick something for you.
No, pick a Jedi. There's plenty to pick from. Anyway. No, with the Bush family, when Daddy Bush was buried with a wrinkled flag, which is a very subtle hint of a traitor, the family was done. So that whole dynasty, unless someone actually confesses their sins or however reconciles, whatever the case may be, it's done. It's over. Anyway, don't have much more to say on this one. But I think that I did, looking into more of the demographics, it kind of makes sense. So they were pushing really, really hard for ABT, anybody but Trump. So, and on that note, I got nothing more.
All right. Let me just timestamp here, then we'll move on. Yeah, all right. So the courts have refused to hear Jordan Peterson's appeal from the Ontario College of Physicians over the complaints lodged against him. So Jordan Peterson will have to go to re-education. However, Jordan Peterson has vowed that he is going to record every second of it. It is very obvious when you look at the content of the charges against Jordan Peterson that this is all just faux. I have a very strong suspicion that a certain individual in Ottawa has maybe perhaps, or a group of individuals in Ottawa or Ontario have rigged, because like, I mean, the Ontario College of Physicians is supposed to be a licensing body. They're not, and they are sort of a regulating body, but they're not supposed to be a regulating body that is at the behest of the government. They're supposed to be separate from the government. The charges, the tweets that Jordan Peterson got called on are something that people could very easily and probably intentionally did take out of context. This is something, I mean, I said at the time I expected that Jordan Peterson was going to win this in court, but I mean, apparently they won't even let it go to court, which I find very unusual. And kind of suggests to me that maybe they stack the courts, which wouldn't surprise me given what we're currently dealing with here in Canada. So yeah, he is going to have to go to quote-unquote re-education or lose his license, to basically lose his license to practice psychiatry. The only problem is with that is that there's at least three states in the U.S. that have said that they will immediately recertify Jordan Peterson to practice psychiatry if Ontario does that. Florida, by the way, being one of them. I don't know which the other two are, but Florida was definitely one of them. Jordan Peterson really doesn't need the money anymore. I don't necessarily even think he's been a professional psychiatrist for a while. He's more of a public commentator. From a Manosphere point of view, Jordan Peterson has got kind of a mixed view, which is not unusual with people who work over at the Daily Wire. But yeah, this looks like a faux setup that was staged, just like that arrest of David Menzies I think it was only about 2 weeks ago that Menzies got arrested. And that looked safe. This looks like it was sort of like organized so that Jordan Peterson was not going to be able to do it. And they're trying to, and of course the left is trying to tell this as a victory because it's like they're not getting very many of them right now. don't know what legal avenues Jordan Peterson has left. Jordan Peterson does not have to submit. He has gone on the record as saying he will record every single second of his re-education if he is forced to go, which it looks like he's going to have to. So that will open up another legal challenge. Serious blow for free speech, particularly in Canada. The tweets that Jordan Peterson got held accountable for are definitely being taken out of context. And if he'd had fair and balanced judges, I think that would have been clearly shown. But, you know, we're living in Canada and we know what's going on up here. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to V.
Yeah, I agree with you. That's a serious blow against free speech. I don't know if he's actually, like you said, I don't know if he's actually practicing or if he had been for a while, but he is more of a social commentator. And that aside, I wouldn't care. I mean, academia can only take you so far. Academia only serves to get you paid because you have entered in a system in which, well, you made an agreement with. Okay. That has nothing to do with free speech. He shouldn't be punished for his free speech. Anything he does, off the clock. As long as it's legal. I mean, of course. It is a shame. Being a political commentator, you know, that's what we do. I can only imagine what it'd be like if someone were to come down on us, some regulating body. So I'd tell them to go, you know, kick rocks. Make like a tree and split. So,
sorry, no, just bringing me flashbacks to Back to the Future. That's all. Anyway,
am I showing my age? Oh, wow.
No, but I am. All right.
Well, yeah. Well, that's really all I have to say. Go ahead, Jedi.
Okay. Yeah. So basically, can you just repeat the subject again?
Jordan Peterson.
Oh, yeah, okay, there we go. Okay, so, yeah, with Jordan Peterson, like, I have so much respect for him. He's a good speaker. And you know what? They're targeting him because he wouldn't address them as he, she, all this nonsense they're talking in the school. Like, he's a professor. He's your teacher. But if he doesn't want to call you by that, it's because you have a name. I can't imagine if my child's going to come up to me, oh, by the way, Dad, you know, I've been going to school and they're saying that we shouldn't call ourselves these names. They're like slave names. So now we need to call ourselves, I am he now. I go, what? And what are you talking about? Because, yeah, that's what we're going to be calling ourselves now. So, like, obviously he was against that nonsense and he's against these weirdo people. Like, they're destroying the people with their agenda. This stupid, stupid tranny book nonsense they're trying to push on us. We don't want that. And they know that now. That's why they're shaking, because they look at that UFC fight. He called them out to his face. Oh, are you gay? Is that what you're trying to tell me? So if your child comes home and tells you that I'm gay and I'm never going to be able to have grandchildren and you're okay with that? Oh, yeah, I'm with that community. No, I'm in line with that community. I don't even know what that means. So you're gay then. Anyways, the UFC called him out, the fighter, I forgot his name, but he just destroyed the guy. So Jordan Peterson, that's what they're trying to do. They're just trying to destroy him. They don't want someone to be able to speak out against these Trudeau, against any, because he even called the, first of all, though, I do believe, though, that he did get the vaccine, Jordan Peterson. But I can't remember his reasoning about it. But is that correct? I'm not sure. You guys can correct me if I'm wrong. But I believe he did get the vaccine because he wanted to travel, I think. But at the end of the day, he was against this whole agenda of if you want to get the vaccine or not. Like, he was against it. So I respect him. Like, from the beginning, I respect him because he knows how to destroy these girls that are thinking they're above us. So I'll just leave it at that. And V knows too, so.
Well, the thing with Peterson is that it wasn't so much that he was for or against the gay community. He didn't want government to regulate what people are going to say. And one of his big issues has always been, and it's been shown, is that someone can suddenly pick a pronoun out of fucking thin air or grab it out from their ass. Well, to me, it's the same fucking thing. And you have to stay on top of what pronouns I use. And no, like, it's absolutely insane. You give them an inch, they take a mile. Not to say that's with all of them. In the trans, all the people that are having gender dysphoria. And I have to wonder, like, families like the Pritzkers that are pushing this whole surgery thing as one of our earlier topics, are they also the ones that are producing the chemicals that are probably sprayed into the food and it's in the water and whatever else?
Like the forever chemical?
I know that the U.S. legislation removed responsibility of basically of chemical contamination, and that was in the 90s. So it's no fucking surprise we're starting to see this shit happen now, because it takes about the better part of about, 15 to 20 years before you're going to start to see it. And because the groundwork's already been done, and you've got these industries that are, yep, thank you. you know, you've got these industries that are popping up to support this agenda. And let's also not discount the fact that Trudeau is he's a vindictive little bitch. I mean, he's nowhere near what his father is, and it's up for debate as to whether you think it's Trudeau, Castro, or maybe somebody else. But I'm pretty sure Maggie just got knocked up by Castro, but that's another story. Is that Peterson, in one form or another, made an absolute mockery out of Trudeau. And he is not someone to just... It's not water off of duck's back. It's that idiot neighbor or relative of yours going down the water slide at your pool in the backyard and forgot to, or didn't put enough water to be able to slide down. And he's going to be screaming bloody freaking murder for his lack of preparation. So... What Peterson's going to do at this point, I'm not really too sure. But if they're going to be forcing him into this re-education camp, because that's called for what it is, folks, that's called for what it is. I can tell you right now, if he's going to be going through this, oh, he will be kicking, screaming, and hollering. And no doubt, he will probably be reinforced with... the writings of Maslow. Is it Maslow? He was a Polish Jew, I believe, that was in a concentration camp, and he wrote a book, Maslow's Law, that's what it was, or laws, something to that effect. Basically, if you let them beat you, it's your decision. And from what I see, Peterson is an incredibly stubborn individual. And when he's got his, when he takes his feet in, it requires monumental Herculean effort to change his mind. So he's going to be an absolute pain in the ass for the people that are going to be pushing through this. And again, I'm going to have to ask, what collusion, what level of corruption, what level of bribery has been sent through the various channels, shall we say, for it to come to this? And China Canada is really starting to become more and more of a thing. So again, I'm hoping that people like my father are going to start to wake up and just kind of go, even if they're not really doing very much, the fact that they can at least wake up and hopefully raise the collective consciousness that something's going to finally start, and then people are going to start to, I hope, really wake up to what's going on. So I will leave it at that. All right. Naroki, after the end of the show, I sent you something I think that Jedi would like for his icon. I know, I think it's pretty cool.
Okay, you probably should have sent it to me on Skype.
Not easily. Okay, I'll figure out a way to do it. Anyway, I got nothing more to say, so timestamp and let's move on.
Okay, so now we're getting into the topic that Ryerson really wanted to get into.
Oh, no more fapping off at bikinis. Oh, damn.
When I ran into Captain Ahab, and he had found out that Victoria's Secret was no longer going to be promoting fat models, he was talking about the fact that he couldn't hang out with his harpoon outside of Victoria's Secret to harpoon to get a supply of blubber. And he was like,
I don't appreciate you calling me Captain Ahab.
What? We didn't call them butterballs? Come on.
However, his companion, Little Billy, pointed out that there was always a Sports Illustrated office. And this actually somewhat pleased Captain Ahab. Because, I mean, fat, overweight, transgender women are the first thing that all men think about when you talk about support, when you talk about sports. You don't think about beautifully toned athletic women. No, you think about ugly bitch dykes like Megan Rapinoe and transgenders and stuff like that. Yeah.
Oh God, I want to throw up.
I can't
breathe. Yeah, you're getting kinky.
You know, when they sit on it, then I feel it's going to break. But I don't know.
You can hold it together, Jedi. Don't think. Think about those women. Just don't think about them.
No, okay. They're giving me high. I won't look. I'll pretend it's someone else. No.
Okay, that's good, Jedi. Because we can't have people freaking out while we're doing the show.
It's called projectile. We'll just leave it at that.
No, now I'm single, bro. I don't have to worry about some nonsense. It's these women trying to control
me. Anyway, Sports Illustrated, and I mean, I'm actually kind of concerned because, I mean, they didn't, the Hockey News, which is actually part of the Sports Illustrated brand, actually, for the most part, stayed away from the woke stuff. But, I mean, Sports Illustrated, I mean, this is what happens. You see, it's called Sports Illustrated, as in sports.
As in no flabbies?
As in, unless you're doing the
chubby chasing.
Unless you're doing chubby chase or the cannon. No,
but mans do that.
Hey, fat girls can push a broom too.
They marry these fat girls and they get a kid from them. Then they become citizens here because of the child now. Yeah. Their father has to come here. Sorry, I'm not hating, but it just happened. You know, it's really
or the beluga whale belly bash or some type like, of.
I'm not saying event. Any particular country that starts with a J, but you know that's a lot of them.
Well, hey, don't you guys club seals up there?
Depends.
What are you talking about?
Depends on the part of the country, but out here in Alberta, no, we don't do that.
We don't have seals in Alberta.
Yeah, but Alberta is way better than here, man.
So Captain Ahab was looking forward to going over to the Sports Illustrated office and ending the, because of course, right, you know, if you're going to think about swimsuit issues, you know, Sports Illustrated is the natural and perfect place for transgenders and 300-pound land whales and Martha Stewart to go pose in bathing suits. Because as we all know, when we think about sports and athletics, Martha Stewart in a bathing suit is the first thing we think about.
Oh, wrinkly tits that are sagging.
Is she still alive or she died now?
No, she's still alive.
She was in jail, right?
Martha Stewart?
So, yeah, she did. She had her jail time for insider trading, but we'll leave that one alone.
So anyway, and of course they also used ghost writers, and of course, you know, instead of having, you know, actual people who cared about sports writing about sports, they brought in social activists and you know, and they also had ghost writers on their panel as opposed to actual writers. So you know what? Sports Illustrated
just announced that they are laying off all of their staff plus size women on the cover of a fitness magazine. Did not work out. Who could have seen this coming? For years, Sports Illustrated brought the hottest, sexiest, most fit, in-shape women to one magazine, one time a year. It was aspirational for the dudes, because they were like, oh, I want to get a girl like that. And it was aspirational for the women. Volleyball booty, let's go. They worked really hard to look like that. Just like all the guys that were in Sports Illustrated had to work really hard to be pro athletes. And then some Wokey Wokerson walked into the meeting and said, it's all about inclusion now. And people at Sports Illustrated went, we want to take our product that makes millions and millions of dollars and everyone loves and change it to the opposite of that product. They're just looking at these beautiful women to objectify them. It's called being straight. If I love Tropicana orange juice and one day I take a sip of Tropicana orange juice and inside that Tropicana orange juice is Coca-Cola, I would spit it out. And if Tropicana's like, you like Coca-Cola now because we're inclusive. You can call me a sodaist all you want. I'm still not going to drink Coca-Cola. What I am going to do is go find somewhere else that will serve me orange juice. And Tropicana is going to lose all their market share, which is exactly what happened. This isn't about body preference. This is about knowing your audience. I feel like I got to stand up for straight men here, because if it's offensive to try and force a gay person to be straight, it should be equally offensive to try and force straight men to like trans women. RIP to the dynasty that was Sports Illustrated, and big ups to Barstool Sports for picking up that bag. Go team.
Now it might come back under a different name. Hopefully it does. I mean, it used to be back in the 80s and 90s and even the 2000s. I mean, you arrived as an athlete if you got a cover on Sports Illustrated. Like, that was like, yeah, you've arrived. Right, like you're at the top or near the top of your game when you got a cover of Sports Illustrated. You know, like I said, you know, it's like I don't know whose idea it was to, if you're going to do a swimsuit issue in a sports magazine, you know, you get fit toned women. You don't get 300-pound land whales and transgenders and 70-year-old women to pose in bathing suits. And of course, right, when this first started out, like, I tried to look for the sales numbers for Sports Illustrated, and I couldn't find them anywhere. Probably the reason why I couldn't find them anywhere is because they were hiding those numbers. And now I understand why they were hiding those numbers, because they were basically, and this is a term that I've heard a couple of, a zombie company. They've been borrowing money to stay afloat rather than, you know, doing something sensible, like catering to their audience. something that I think Star Wars is going to find out the hard way about for fairly soon, or actually Disney is already finding out about. More on that Thursday. By the way, we're doing the Hollywood section on Thursday, V, just so you know. 354. And then 355 is the regular show, just so that you know. I want to feel sorry for Sports Illustrated. Hopefully they come back. I would like to see them come back. But at the same time, right, and I'm going to say it, get woke, go broke. And with that, I'm turning it over to V, who is no doubt pining because he can't fantasize about the fat women on Sports Illustrated for anymore.
You know what? You know what?
You can thaw out a turkey, just saying.
Oh, wow.
Oh, hey, you know what? Rearson? I know where I got that image from, and I will send it back to you. Don't make me do it.
Do it. Do it. Oh, Anakin, do it.
And to be honest with you, I don't want to just understand why. I mean, the last time I looked at a Sports Illustrated for the purpose of you know, looking at some tush, I was 8 years old. So something happened in my life called the internet. So I don't know who's picking up a magazine to look at anything.
Well, we used to get them Playboy magazine.
Now, I did have a huge, like, 500, like, magazine collection of Playboy. It's not because I enjoyed them, not because I even looked at them. It was, I took them as a practical joke from my Hispanic coworkers when I was doing landscaping, who like to rip a lot of racial slurs at me. So, went back to home base and took all their magazines. But anyways, I don't know. I'm looking for this office. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Sports Illustrated office? Somebody, you got to link me or something. I can't find it. But anyways, yeah, hey, I'm tired of you guys ripping on chubby girls. I like some... You know, I like a little extra warmth during the wintertime, you know? I like a girl who
yeah, I've seen some... what you like, no thanks, but that's just me.
2 weeks ago, you would definitely need that. I'm just
yeah,
saying.
I just can't just do saying. It, bro. If they're giving head, it's okay, and I don't have to see it, really, but I'm just, you know, I just, because when I see the, you know, they hide the drugs in the flaps, and just, it's not cool.
Oh, my God. Okay, that's too much. That's TMI, my friend. TMI. All right. Yeah. I don't know. Hey, when you're daddy long leg like me, you know, it.
Yeah, but you're lucky because your D's, you're built. So you're like
I'm a
tall.
Big guy all around.
And you have dreads. You have dreads,
have
so you're double lucky.
Size.
Because not in an racist way, but all the white girls love you. Love you. Not a bad
well,
way,
what I'm
but
saying.
It's a good way. And that's what you like anyways. It doesn't matter. Like, hey, I like Asian no. girls now, so it's okay.
If when I have tallest, a nine, if they're as tall as they are sick, you can have them. I don't want them.
Well, when I have a 90-pound white girl sitting on my lap, I start
okay, fine.
Like
that's true, too. But where are those girls? Show me them, please.
Well,
where's the 90-pound white girl? Okay.
That's a good question, actually.
Can I talk?
Anyway.
Yeah, okay. All no right, more interruptions. Right. Let me talk.
When I have a 90-pound white girl sitting on my lap, I start feeling like Santa Claus, and not in a good way. Okay, so you know I like a full-figured woman because I'm a full-figured
wow.
man.
Okay.
See there? All right, 110 pounds. I'm sorry. I feel like you know you got a body of a 13-year-old boy, flat-chested,
oh,
flat butt.
That's some Asian girls, but not all of them. I don't go for those.
And don't, it's not like I hadn't tried. I mean, but when you got that boning pelvis grinding up on your stuff, okay, oh, it hurts. It hurts after sex with a skinny girl. No, I need some cushion for the pushing. Sorry. I'm a so advocate.
Big bottoms.
If I see ribcage on a girl, I'm going to puke. I hate that. Oh, ribcage or abs. If I see either one of those on a girl, I'm going to puke.
Oh, yeah. Some of them, yeah. I don't care if they have abs, though. It's like, it's okay.
Oh, no. No. That's a masculine feature.
If they have breasts, then I don't care. If they don't have the breasts, then that's an issue for me.
Well, okay. Yeah. But anyways, that's all I have to say. Get off Sports Illustrated and use the internet like a freaking modern human, you degenerates. All right. Go ahead.
Okay, yo, am I next or someone else?
Yeah, no, go ahead.
You're up, Jedi.
Okay. Yeah, so basically, the truth of the matter is that they obviously got woken up by their stupid move they did. Like this stupid the Bud Light company when they tried to promote some weirdo going around. I don't know what they're doing. The guy came out, Kid Rock, and he set up the bottles. He like used his gun because you guys are lucky you have guns. He's like shooting the gun and at all the cans. He's like, I'm not drinking that shit no more. And that's a big man to say that. And so look, that guy, that company, I think his name is Anheuser-Busch or something. I don't know. I can't recall if that's the right name, but he lost billions for this character going around in a tranny. And he's like, oh, making thousands and thousands of dollars doing these speeches in the university, promoting this nasty agenda. They're setting up these washrooms where now your daughter goes in and a grown man walks in pretending he's a woman and rapes your child. And like, this is
perfect. It is so big. She looks like one of those rap. Who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, her butt. It's just so big.
I can't believe it's don't
just
mind.
So round. It's just out there. I mean, gross. Look.
Right. Wow. Yeah. Smutty. Yeah. Smutty. That's the right word for that one. Definitely. Rather smutty.
Have you seen them walk by you? You don't even know it looks.
I don't know where I don't know where the boobs end and the gun begins. Anyway.
Well, that's my type. That's my type right there.
Oh, okay. But you know, she's perfect. Okay a bit. You know, on the right though. Sorry.
After
the same years. The same girl. So don't hate, appreciate.
Yo, I have my respect for you, bro. You're a general. You know how much girls you get? Yo, I don't even care.
I've lost count.
And the numbers are only getting bigger. Just like
that. Yo, after I got divorced and I discovered Thailand, I realized unlimited pussy now. Not to deal with drama whispering in my ear and I can't sleep properly. Because they're just telling me what's going to happen tomorrow.
Well, you know the girls in Thailand, they're not usually, not a lot of them are born girls.
Not those weirdo ones. We're talking about my friends, they have children, man. I have children too.
Okay.
Like, those are not those weirdos. You go to those places for that. Those are those weirdos that go, look, truth of the matter is, I literally seen a grown man walking down the road with a young boy. And I just said, how is this getting away with this? They should put him in jail right now. There's no like law there, I think. But anyways, whatever. I don't associate with people that I just go to their party and fuck. So it doesn't matter. And I have a good friend. She takes care of me.
Are we done?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Well,
wait, I got something special just for V, and we played it before, but I'm going to play it again.
Okay.
Oh my God, Becky, look at her butt. It is so big. She looks like those rap guys' girlfriends. Who understands those rap guys? They only talk to her because she looks like a total prostitute, okay? I mean, it's so big. I can't believe it's so round.
Sure, makes it a lot.
There. I mean,
yep.
Gross.
Oh my God, that's so long.
I like big suckers and I cannot lie. Other brothers can't deny. When a girl walks in with an itty bitty waist and a round thing in your face, you get sprung. Wanna pull up, fuck, cause you know the fact.
Yes, that was just for you, and now we continue.
Well, you know, but it's funny. You know what's funny though? I'm actually a boob guy. If you can't tell from those pictures,
well, I'm a boob guy. I'm a boob guy too. In fact, you heard me talk rather openly about. I was saying boobs every 5 minutes.
No standards, folks. No standards.
Oh wow.
Yeah,
I used to lie on the bed.
God.
And my ex is breastfeeding, and then I also take it too. I don't know if it's that bad. I drank it too. It's okay, right?
Okay. So now that we've taken the Red Pill Nation to its usual level, which is
low.
go ahead.
The only way it could be any lower is to be going is to get to the finals of a limbo contest. I'm just saying. Anyway, this is.
But to answer your question,
I know it was inappropriate. No, sorry, bad. Okay.
It's not bad. My first long term relationship, my girl, yeah. she lactated as well.
Well, I'm talking. She's feeding my baby. Okay.
All right. Anyhow, as I was trying to say here, no, I mean, we saw this whole thing start with, it was Victoria's Secret, actually, I think, that kicked this whole downward spiral of what appeals for men to men. Lingerie shopping? Oh, that's totally all of, that's what a man wants to see on a woman. Not so much maybe what a woman wants to wear, but then again, enough of them, when properly stimulated, are happy to be looked at like a piece of meat, and you're just going to ram it right to the, you know, give it to her good, or however she wants it, however she may want it. But I mean, when Victoria's Secret started off with deviating from course, and that was a female-run company, it went off the rails. And I do remember predicting that Sports Illustrated wouldn't be too far behind, and I think it was only a matter of about 3 to 4 months. And Sports Illustrated had their first tranny. Full-blown tranny. Well, no. No, there's nothing to blow out because it all got blown up. But they had their first tranny model on there. And, like, that's it. It's only a matter of time. And now, here we are. Because I saw this topic on Better Bachelor on YouTube. And my first reaction was, oh, well, it's about fucking time. Or I'm not surprised, or a combination thereof. So for me, this honestly was not a surprise at all. I mean, I remember first being introduced to the sports, to the swimsuit edition of Sports Illustrated, and I was barely in high school or elementary school. I think it was the grade 8, so elementary school, and I was like, I like what I see, but I can't. I don't want to show emotional drive for that, for the women that were toned, that were feminine, may not have had the biggest set of tits, but they had the body that most men prefer. Nothing personal. I mean, again, I've asked my son, what do you think about fat girls? He's like, I don't like them. Really? You sure? Yeah, no, don't. He is not interested in the flabby patties.
So, show him those two pictures of Samantha 38G and then ask him again.
Wow, that's a good answer.
No, I'm not going to do that because I don't know. I don't think he looks at any porn on his phone, and I want to keep it that way for as long as possible. If I can keep him busy and interested in video games, I will be a happy father. He might turn into an incel.
Oh, you dear, sweet, naive man.
do not get me wrong. It's only a matter of time until he just... It's only a matter of time until that he stumbles upon it, and then boom, I know it's a death trap, and there are social issues to go along with all of that. But for now, he's busy with his games, and that's good enough for me. He's scared of women, girls. I totally get it. I'm behind him on that as well too. They don't fucking make any sense to me, but that's another story. But anyway,
you know, it's so funny. My dad say the same thing, and I died back at all like, oh my gosh, no. But then again, I had two girlfriends at school, so
nice.
Just let me know.
I just had one. I was so dumb when I was a kid.
But the thing,
I didn't know the world yet.
Times have changed so much, man. I mean. Anyway, we will get into that, you know, the whole red pill thing with females and males and whatever else. Anyway, the licensing for Sports Illustrated was $11 million a year, and they couldn't even pay that. Wow. Like, that's just how far off the cliff it's been. But then again, Sports Illustrated was a paper periodical, and I don't know. I haven't looked at anything Sports Illustrated in decades. So, but I'm not that interested in sports to begin with. I've always been that way. I had a passion for the Toronto Blue Jays, and that was in their 94-95 until the second World Series pin that they got, and then I moved out to Alberta, and it fell off. I only care about hockey once every 4 years. Yeah, I know, I'm a weird Canadian. I don't fucking care. Whatever.
So you were from Toronto?
Georgetown, actually, is where I was born.
Okay.
But in the grand scheme of it all, what's happened with Sports Illustrated does not affect me, because I've had no skin in that game, for or otherwise, especially with the swimsuit issue. But
no skin at all.
All over V's desk.
I ain't Jewish either. Anyway, but say it.
I was gonna say no slapping skins for you.
Oh, they'd be slapping the skins, and I'm just happy with what I've been born with, and those were never taken away. That's all I'm going to say.
Thank God for that. What a good answer. I'm so happy, because imagine if you're not, you're bleeding every day, and you're going to die. Well, not die, but you know what I mean? It's like sucks for them.
Anyway.
Okay. All right.
Come on, V, you know it's real.
Anyway, at the end of the day, they couldn't, they were not able to make any form of a profit. As Norgie had said, it was a zombie company. And this is the first zombie company that I've heard of that has any recognition to go down, just like that 38G model probably does on her shoots and whatever else she has the time to do it. So this, what's happened with SI, really is only going to will only be the beginning of the end of these companies that should not be in existence. So,
thank God.
Well, we'll see what the fallout is going to look like. And I wish them luck. I really do, because they're going to fucking need it. So, and on that note, Rogi, I am done.
For the record, Samantha 30G is actually, well, she wouldn't be at the top of my list, but yeah, I would actually I have.
That's what I said.
That's my girl right there.
I would suck those all day.
I have tapped a woman like that.
I would go in the middle.
Like, I mean, I'm a boob guy. I'm not an ass guy. I don't like them. Like,
no, I don't like to do
300. I don't like 300-pound land whales, obviously. Yeah. But if she's got a rack, that's a huge bonus. But let's get on with the next. Let's get on with the last topic here. Which is the mess layoffs. Well, you remember what happened with Louis Rossman a couple months back when YouTube like immediately shut down discussion about Gray J or anybody even discussing what happened with Louis Rossman. And Louis Rossman came back with a video where he pretty much said that the actions of YouTube and what it's taking now are, in particular with the ad, what they were also doing with the ads, you know, how they were forcing people to watch ads. And I'm getting an echo from somebody. Somebody needs to mute themselves.
I'm just looking at these tits.
They Samantha 38G is right up there. Anyway, and Rossman was pointing this out, and it was like, and you saw what was happening, and he pointed this out, what was happening with the ads and the way they were forcing people to, well, I mean, you know, they were forcing you to watch ads, and then they were forcing you to watch more ads. And yes, I mean, for instance, I don't have ad blocker, YouTube ad blocker on my phone, and I can tell you from direct personal experience, there are way more ads on YouTube now than there was before they started doing this ad push. And like they were making it next to impossible for a while. Like you had to get off ad blocker. In fact, if you don't have ad blocker, or you're basically what I've gone and done now is when it comes to YouTube on my computer, I will watch it through Internet Explorer. I won't watch it on Google or Brave or any other place, because Internet Explorer obviously has said not to play ball with Alphabet and Google. The whole thing, though, is that, you know, Rossman was pointing out that this resembles a company that is desperately going through, it looks like a company trying to go through its couches looking for spare change. And, of course, we saw what happened with Google last week with all of their layoffs. And if Google's in trouble, then it's going to – Google owns YouTube. So if you kind of look at what YouTube was doing last year, and when Google had their layoffs, you're like, oh, that's the reason why YouTube was doing what they're doing. Google doesn't have any money. Therefore, YouTube doesn't have a lot of money to play around with. And of course, right, what's also happening, and this is something that a couple of creators have pointed out, YouTube is hanging on by a thread at this point. If TikTok ever, TikTok is at one point discussing the possibility of expanding the length of their videos from 3 to 10 minutes. They didn't do it. But the only real thing that I listen to on YouTube, well, actually, there's a lot of things I listen to on YouTube, but I mean, my listening is to the music videos. The music videos are usually longer than 3 minutes, so you can't put them up on TikTok. If TikTok goes to like 10 minutes, people are going to start uploading videos there, the music videos. And that's really where YouTube is. That's why they have YouTube Music, because they don't. That's really about the only thing at least in North America, that's keeping them afloat at this point. So they're in really serious financial trouble. They're hurting. They've got a legit competitor now in Rumble that is only getting stronger. There was an attempt early on, like we're talking again, we're talking about last week, there was an attempt to try to get Wokesters on the board of Rumble, which failed. So they've got a legit contender. They've got a couple of other smaller people nipping at their heels. They keep ramping up the censorship, even though it has been spelled out quite clearly to them that they're not the only game. They're not the only game in town anymore. And you're getting a situation, and I was talking with Rearset about that tonight. You're still getting a lot of creators on YouTube that still have refused to go over to Rumble, Odyssey, and BitChute. And we're talking about some of the free speech advocates as well that have simply refused to leave YouTube. So you've got a whole bunch of factors circling in the water around YouTube. And of course, right, they're running out of money, so they had to engage in layoffs, just like what Google and some of the other tech companies had to do. Again, I somehow have managed to gain 5 followers on my YouTube channel in the last couple of months. Again, don't ask me how I did it, because I don't promote my YouTube content. But I will say this about what I have been going through. And I've said this before, but I'm going to say it again. Rumble, Odyssey, BitChute, Brighteon, and MGTOW TV do not curate your content. So when you post videos up there, they get fair play. They get fair notice. And if you actually put something up that gets a lot of play, you know, you'll get bonuses for it. You'll get noticed. You'll get pushed up the algorithm, which is something that YouTube hasn't been doing, because YouTube has decided to bend the knee and suck government cock. Or suck government cock, suck globalist cock, for lack of a better term. Like I said, there are no standards on the Red Pill Nation.
That's a lot of cock.
Yeah, it's a big one. It's huge. So the whole situation here is that, yeah, YouTube is in trouble. And I want to mention this, and I'm going to turn it over to V. Raging Golden Eagle was talking about Google back in 2017. And Raging Golden Eagle pointed out that, you know, Google is going to suffer the same. And this is what happened with Disney, and what you're seeing with some companies like Bud Light and so on and so forth. Death by a thousand cuts, right? You have a bunch of wokesters who think that they're entitled to other people's money. And, you know, Google is such a huge company that they can afford to lose a couple million here and 50 million there and a billion here and so on and so forth. And the next thing you know, they or they can afford to lose $20 billion worth of stock value. I mean, they can afford to take these hits, and they do. Right? Except, of course, when something changes. Suddenly, Google doesn't have the money that it used to have. Suddenly, Google has got legit competition. Suddenly, YouTube has got legit competition. Suddenly, YouTube is no longer the biggest game in town. Suddenly, there's a lot of people, even on YouTube, that are saying, go over to Rumble, go over to Odyssey, go over to BitChute. Post your content up there. You will get a fair shot there. People are starting to leave. And when we get to talking about Star Wars on Thursday for 354, this is the same thing. And they just seem to arrogantly keep going, fuck you, we know better, we're going to do it this way. But they're not completely dumb, because they have tried to max out their revenue stream, which is, of course, also getting them in trouble. And, of course, we were talking about this with YouTube. I believe it was last week. They have suddenly decided to add another layer of censorship. And, quote, probably because they know there's going to be a lot of political violence coming up in the next few months. And they want to label that political violence as sensitive content in order to censor it and bury it more appropriately, even though YouTube is not the only game in town anymore. And with that, I'm going to turn it over to V.
Yeah, you know, since I've switched over to using more of my mobile devices lately, I've gotten like a couple of huge, like 10-inch Android tablets, some other tablets, just stuff to help me with my research a lot quicker, so I'm not always running to the computer, or I'll have to get out of bed, stuff like that. You know, there are various apps that I use just to view YouTube. Like, if I know I'm going to want to download something, then I've got YouTube apps for that, for the viewing, which is a pain in the butt because there's no way I could get the ads turned off. There's no ad blocker applications that work with the YouTube downloader apps. So that's a pain in the butt. But just for my viewing pleasure, not outside of research, just to relax, just to watch regular stuff, yeah, I've had to download Brave Browser, because from Android device to Android device, different ad blockers work and then others don't. So since I didn't have a unified one across all my devices, I just said, screw it. I'm going to make sure I use a Brave blocker, because sometimes I'll fall asleep at night, you know, doing my research, and then I'll fall asleep, you know, I'll go to a video, wait for it to load. I'm like out in like 5 seconds. Usually I'll wake up in a few more minutes. My brain will kickstart back in and say, hey, finish this video. But I'll wake up to a 3-minute ad, or a 7-minute ad, or an 11-minute ad, or a 30-minute ad. Why? Because they're listening to me snoring. They think they can just start playing ads on me nonstop. So, I don't know. Maybe I need to start doing my research on Brave and just copying the links over to the YouTube downloaders and just do it that way. But yeah, it's gotten ridiculous with the ads. And for some fact, I know they're listening to me. The ads are just repetitive, same 3 ads over and over now with me, because they know what kind of business I'm going to be starting here at the end of the summer with my real estate stuff. So that's all I'm getting. Real estate, real estate, real estate, real estate. Over and over and over. It's like, they want to chip in to my to my business. They want to get a piece because they want me to pay for these classes. Oh, learn how to get the tax liens. I already know how to do all this stuff. I'm not going to pay for a class for you to tell me how to do something I already know how to do. You know, they just want a chunk of everything everybody's got. And that's a little slimy way of creeping in and doing so. Not going to make me feel inadequate about what I know and how to run, you know, how to run a house flipping business. You're not going to make me feel inadequate. I'm going to run to you, pay you thousands of dollars. Oh, all of a sudden, I don't have enough money to even start my business, because I just bought your damn class. No, screw off. Screw off. I know what they're trying to do. They can screw off. So, yeah, YouTube's gotten just bad. And yes, we have our freedom of speech advocates with their huge channels. And they're not going to switch over to other platforms because these other platforms aren't going to pay them. So they can do the good fight, spin a good game, and they can earn whatever money they make off of YouTube. That's fine. They can fight to try to make YouTube a freedom of speech platform, but that will never happen. So really, they're just pissing in the wind, so to speak. And yeah, I mean, it's absolutely ridiculous. If we can get other platforms to try to pay the content creators, that's just going to get polluted and corrupted like YouTube. So it's like an either-or situation. You got to choose one or the other. Have your freedom of speech, go to a platform that's not going to pay you, or you get censored and make some money. Sell out, so to speak. That's just what it is. But damn YouTube. Damn them for the spying aspect of it. That's what I hate the most. The spying. They know when I'm asleep. They know what I'm talking about. And they alter my viewing experience, trying to rip me off and trying not to give me what I'm after, which is my research. I was so mad. And the thing is, with me, I dream about what I hear. I do a lot of my research just passed out sleeping. I pick up a large percent of what it is I'm listening to. It feels like rape when you've got an ad, when you dream about an ad and everything that's in that ad, I'm literally picking it up. And I'm not waking up, but I've got this ad literally just going through my head. That's like mental freaking rape. How far into me do they want to be? I mean, as far as mental rape's concerned, I mean, I don't know anybody that they're in competition with the NSA now. Good God, how much do you want to mental rape me time after time? There's so many aspects about this that people need to consider. And really make a decision on supporting and not supporting the platform. Google, YouTube has gone overboard. So I guess I'm not on my computer most times. I don't, you know, have to worry about the ads with my DuckDuckGo browser. But now that I'm on, again, multiple devices, now I've just got to uniformly, if I don't want to view ads, go to the Brave browser. And that doesn't automatically set that up for you. You've got to go through the settings and make sure you check off all the privacy options that you can check. So people, if you're not savvy, computer savvy, app savvy, make sure, before you use any apps on your phones at all, make sure you go through the settings first. Do that before you even connect to the internet. Go through your settings, make sure you've got everything how you want, then connect your app to the internet. With that, I'll pass it on to Jedi. Go ahead.
All right, so basically with YouTube, because it's kind of dying off, because everyone knows he's right, Rumble, all these other platforms now, there's competition. But the weird thing is how are they still so controlled or infiltrated by the governments that they're basically dictating them. Like, remember when the COVID thing was going on? And then, like, it got so bad that, look, now, till today, people are still wearing the diapers on their face. And there's nothing we can do. So YouTube was so powerful where they were leading this agenda and the narrative and all this nonsense and all these, you know. And basically, we didn't have any choice but to listen. If we say one thing, right, one thing on the computer to go against this. So sometimes I used to write, I don't know what to do because these kids are coming to me and then they're blowing the smoke with their vape through the mask at me and laughing at me. What should I do about it? Because that's the only way to show you. And then, or you have to say, I go up to the lady and I say, oh, sorry, miss. I'm just over there. Like, do you think you can help us? And she's like, well, yeah, what happened? I said, yeah, because we just don't know how to eat with the mask on. And where does the virus go then? We're so afraid of it. And then she just walked away, right? But I don't know. Like, was that bad? And then, like,
I'm starving to death. I can't eat.
Yeah. And then the other one, okay, not against UV, but this happened. So I'm in the line. You know, everyone goes to this Tim Hortons. And everyone who goes there is like, whatever. I go to the Tim Hortons because Tim Hortons used to be good before. And now it's not the same place anymore. It's so commercialized because Burger King bought it. So now I go in the line and there's this sister, elderly woman. Obviously, I respect her, you know, because it's just how we grow up. But so then I see her and she's wearing the mask. It's just in my head. It's just I'm going mental, this fake virus thing. So then I'm pretending I'm talking on my headset because I use the earpiece. Remember we were talking about it, the 3.5 mm that you plug in that they don't let you use anymore because you don't have to pay for the battery and all that nonsense that comes with the wireless one. So now I go behind her and I say, I'm pretending I'm talking on the phone because nobody knows if I'm on the phone or not because it's in my pocket, but my headset's in my ear. And I go, oh my God, can you believe this? Our own sisters are wearing diapers on their face and then they're proudly going ahead not knowing that Queen Elizabeth ordered the first slaves on a ship named Jesus and shipped us off on the ships as slaves and sold us to the slave masters who were the Jews and masked us up and now are laughing at her and she doesn't even know. And I felt
sidebar. I know we're a little off topic here, but the Walmart I go to here, the Walmart here in Northern California, I want to say half of the, and it's only black women that's employed. There's no black men, but half these black women are wearing the face diapers. They're wearing the COVID mask. None of the white people are wearing it. So that just makes it look like we're diseased. like we are just some disease-carrying race now. And it has this psychological damage. It's just being done in society. And they just don't understand it.
Okay, so okay, I'm going to finish and hear what happened.
Go ahead.
Okay, so then I said this, right? And I could just sense how, like, angry, even though she's diapered up, I could sense how angry and furious she was because she must feel stupid that how do you eat with that nonsense on your face? It's a joke thing. I'm blowing the vape smoke right through the mask. Should I have done it on her? But I didn't out of respect because she's an elder. But I just told it to her so she... You know, whatever, she felt stupid, but so, and I told you already, if they wear it, I'm like, I'm sorry, because I'm like deaf, you know, I can't hear you, so can you get someone, because everyone else is not wearing that, to help me, I can get help, I can read their face, and that's how you get over those nonsense people, but sorry I diverted, but if you go to the YouTube issue, it's basically, you use it when you need to get information. But even then, remember, everything you're going on this site, they're tracking everything. Although I've been recently watching a lot of these Scott Ritter videos just to see what's going on in the Middle East, but I know they're watching me. Anything you touch on the computer, I worked it, like I know, because I've dealt with, when I used to work, the companies like CSIS, you know, I don't want to even say a thing, but just they, anytime you press the letter, anything you press on the computer, they know everything. Oh, you type J, they already know you pressed it. You can press backspace, but they know you did that too. So anything you watch on YouTube, they're controlling it. But if he's right, that they're realizing that the competition is biting them and they're not going to center us as badly, but I don't know. I think they still do. And that's all I have to say. Sorry about it.
All right. I will try to make this brief. At every empire, whether it is ancient Greece or Rome or the various Chinese dynasties, Egyptian, whatever the case may be, everything that goes up must come down. And things really only move faster now in the digital age. I think the longest lasting empire was the Roman Empire, and the largest empire was ancient Greece. And then there was, of course, the British Empire, where the for the longest time, the sun never set on the British Empire. And it took, it might take a relatively short period of time back then to reach your apex, and then it's just a, it's a decline. However long that decline will be varied. But not in the digital age anymore. I mean, my opinion of, well, it's not YouTube, but Google, is that it's part of DARPA. I mean, Facebook is still on top for social media overall for now, but that's only because that they bought Instagram and fucking whatever else, Snapchat, or no, I don't know who's own Snapchat. I don't care. It's not my thing. But as Naroki had said, is that Alphabet, Google, whatever you want to call them, they could afford to lose money here, there, and everywhere. And probably, much like Twitter was, they were bleeding money, but it was money being dumped into a platform that was controlling the narrative. And, I mean, a society is on its decline when the kids want to be YouTubers and not actually have an actual career, not to have some line of work that is rewarding unto itself, however that works for that kid. My son had done a bit of welding, oh, about a month ago. He made an iron rose. Well, he welded together a rose with iron plates, and he said he loved it. He enjoyed doing it. Will he do that as a career? Well, maybe. I mean, welding or any sort of fucking trade will definitely pay very well. But there's, again, too many kids that have seen the likes of Cutie Pie and whatever else that's out there. We've talked about SS Sniper Wolf, fucking crazy woman she is. But how many times over the last 3 years, maybe four, has YouTube gone out of its way to change the monetization? Because ultimately, at the end of the day, they're bleeding money. So YouTube is, go back to the topic here. I'm trying to make the mass layoffs now at YouTube. Well, I mean, we've seen this already happening within the tech sector already as it is. So, my feeling at the end of the day is that the house of cards, the lies that society is constructed upon, are going through a necessary shift. for the better. It's just going to be painful. Now, for the people that are going to lose their job, if they're actually what I would consider to be productive, decent members of society, those people I wouldn't wish that upon. Roki, what was the name of that that British fake reaction YouTuber? The one that probably kicked up enough of a stink because we went after her.
Well, we did. It wasn't just us.
No, but I think that we got her attention.
The hell was her name?
Anyway, when you're getting people like that on your platform, and I mean, the woman's about as useful as tits on a bull. Although, given the whole transgender thing, someone out there is going to find that really, really fucking sexy and will want to tap that, but we'll leave that one alone. YouTube is the victim of its own success. I mean, you cannot be the lion in charge of all the lionesses indefinitely. At some point, you are going to get taken down. You will get knocked off. And once you start that decline, there's really no turning back. I mean, not that it did anything with MySpace. I remember hearing about it, but I never got into it. I think that officially finally shut down. I don't know what the whole thing with MySpace is, where it is, or whatever the case may be. But at the end of the day, your time being at the very top it does not last that long, relatively speaking. So, I'm spending more time on YouTube now for all things that are Star Wars and kind of Disney related, and my meditation music. Although at some point I am going to have to download them through whatever app or means, and then I can just watch it somewhere else or watch it on my own time. So I will be happy to push YouTube or CrackTube into the toilet in my own little way to make it to add to its demise. And on that note, my friend, let's wrap this up. You need to get to bed.
Yeah, I do. So I'm looking around. I can't. Lucy Liu, I think, was her name. I think that
sounds about right, actually.
Susie Lou.
Yep.
Susie Lou, that was her name. Yeah. Well, she was trying to get a whole bunch of people banned. What it ended up doing is the more she tried to censor, the worse it got. Mm-hmm. Right.
Yep.
And eventually, yeah, I don't know. Let me just check and see if she's actually even still on YouTube. She might.
And while he's doing that, I think I got deja vu. Have I ever asked you, was it useful, you know, CUNT? I feel like it's deja vu.
The fuck off. Pardon my French, but you're an asshole.
I'm proud of it.
No, you're not.
Okay, I'm still looking here. Oh, yeah, okay. she's still around.
Shocker.
She's even still watching she's anime.
She's attempting her reaction videos.
Yep, she's still doing reaction videos. She looks like she's aged. Well, I mean, she's not a teenager anymore. She looks like she's aged out a little bit. Now she looks more mature, sexy.
She's a redhead, right?
No, she's a blonde.
Are we sure that
or
she's
a dirty blonde?
Well, yeah, I'm sure she is pretty
she's
dirty.
No longer, that one. She's no longer Epstein Island material.
Yeah, she's not Epstein Island material, but I mean, she still looks
fuckable. Let's call it for what it is.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Actually, she looks even more that way now than she did back a couple years ago when she was trying to censor everybody. But I mean, she's not what it doesn't look like she's trying to watch it grayed out anymore. But anyway, not that I was really we may have gotten her attention. I really don't care if we did or not, because she just got squashed like a bug when she tried to take on the entire internet. Anyway, that is it for tonight. We will be doing the Hollywood section on Thursday when I get back into town. And that is it for tonight. Thank you, everybody, for showing up.
Take care, guys.